following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. October has arrived, leaving behind the first half of the 2021 season, which has seen the Dogs deal with injuries to several starters, the addition of new and exciting players, and the emergence of a new star. Head coach Jake Johnson and his team begin the downhill slide of the regular season tonight, and in their wake are five quality wins that have yielded them an undefeated record thus far. A win tonight would make them only the seventh team in the program's own history to open a campaign 6-0, and they'd be the first since 1996 to accomplish the feat. However, standing in the way of that are Jeffrey Link and his 1-3 Red Dogs of Red Bull and Springs. Clay County's pesky canine counterparts have left their Macon County home and made the short commute to John Tibbles Field, where they like nothing more than to pull off a Region 4A upset. It's time to get it on in the 48th Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
PDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a vital Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff with Bulldog football streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the Car Quest pregame show, and it's our sixth Bulldog football broadcast of this season. For the fourth time this year, we're at home with the Dogs in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joe Neely Stadium, looking down on John Peoples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be your guide as we journey along through the action this evening. It is with a certain degree of sadness that I'm on there this evening after learning yesterday afternoon of the premature loss of Miss Paula Scott, our cafeteria supervisor here at Clay County High School. She's a friend and colleague of mine, and I'd like to go ahead and dedicate this broadcast to her. She worked over 20 years in Clay County High School, going actually back to Salina High School there. She loved the kids, loved the athletics here at the high school, had a beautiful and fun-filled spirit. She enjoyed coming out watching the Dogs, actually listened to them too, here on the Horizon Sports Network at times, and she would be the last person to want me to be sad, so we're just going to move on forward tonight and introduce my co-anchors here for the evening and have a good time. We usually will put a dedication like that up next to a commercial break, but I wanted to do that a little bit different tonight. So this one's for Miss Paula Scott. Joining me tonight, a man who bleeds the two-tone blue of the Tennessee Titans every Sunday, our resident spotter and fill-in producer, John Weaver. John, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Daniel. Spot on with that introduction. Glad to be here this Friday night.
Glad to have you with us. You've made it to all but one this year, I think, right? Been right here with us.
I've done pretty good. Yep. Enjoyed them all.
Glad to have you. Also joining me, the Horizon Sports Network's jack of all trades, the guy who makes the rubber meet the road around here, the pragmatic Thomas Weaver.
You outdo yourself every week, Daniel, on those introductions. I appreciate that. 2 weeks in a row right here at home, and I'm always glad to be back here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth with the crew. Even though we're missing one, Coach Rob Evers not with us tonight, but got a little brother filling in. Good to have him. And we've got an undefeated team so far, Daniel, in front of us, something I know nothing about. But I do know somebody that's in this broadcast booth that does. I'm not sure how far he went. What was it, 7-8-0?
7-0.
7-0, yeah, my junior year.
That's what the Dogs are chasing tonight. This would be the first 6-0 start since 1996 when John, as the junior quarterback, led the Dogs to that great undefeated opening to the season. I want to hit real quick on Coach Edwards. He received the BCAT, the Basketball Coach Association of Tennessee, Single-A Coach of the Year Award today down in Franklin, and congratulations to our producer.
No doubt about it, and of course, everybody knows how well-deserved it is. He's not just a producer. He's not just a coach. He's a state champion,
that's
Daniel.
Right.
And to be honored by your peers has to be a big honor for him.
Yeah, and he didn't just become good this year, guys. I mean, we all know Rob's been a great coach for a long time. So well-deserved recognition there.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach had a pretty good win streak during his season, and we talk about the Dogs here. They're sitting undefeated, 5-0, looking to get to 6-0 tonight, and I expect the streak will continue in this installment of the Battle of the Bulldogs, as the Black and Gold Dogs are clear favorites over the Red Dogs, Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, I would wager, half a hundred almost, probably 50-point favorites.
And there's one group that's always kept their streak alive, had no problem, just like the Dogs hopefully will tonight, will not tonight have any problem. And we want to recognize those folks. They're the ones that make these broadcasts possible. Daniel, I know you hear it. I hear it all the time. Folks come up to us and talk to us about how much they enjoy the Horizon Sports Network and appreciate the coverage that we do. And you know what? I look at them and say, hey, it's not about us. The only reason we get to do it is because of these sponsors.
100%. And I know some of those sponsors listen. Daniel Burton, for example, he listens in, enjoys it, and I hope all of them do, because we try to put on a good show for them and hope the fans enjoy it as well. But all about the sponsors.
We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. My brother and I produce it every Monday. My father does the distribution, and we've been doing that for real close to 20 years now, brother.
It's been a while, man. I think we're on
volume 19.
Volume 19, yeah.
So we hope folks will support that. Also, up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's homecoming win over Westmoreland. Coming up next after these words from our sponsor.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to this first October CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. Daniel, that headline read, Bulldogs down Eagles and come from behind thriller. And the story talked about how the Dogs rallied from behind to beat Westmoreland 21-14 on homecoming last Friday night, a feat accomplished with a last-minute scoring drive engineered by freshman quarterback Nate Adams. Making only his third start under center in relief of the injured starter Keaton Arms, Adams completed 6 of 8 passes to close out the game after the Dogs fell behind 14-7 late in the third quarter. During that crunch time span, he found 5 different receivers for over 100 yards and threw the game winner to junior Jimmy Burchett with 19 seconds remaining. Coach Jake Johnson said it was a thriller, and it always is with him when he's talking about Westmoreland. It's always been walk-off fashion. They always make you play to the very last snap, and they did again Friday night. And Daniel, Coach was dead on with his assessment, as your summary is going to show.
It certainly does. And we're going to start with that climactic ending and work backwards. Adams' coming-of-age moment transpired following senior Carson Sharp's game-changing interception with only 1:02 left to play, which set up Clay County at the Westmoreland 35-yard line with the score knotted at 14. Adams calmly found Burchett for 14 and senior Grant Strong then for 13 more to advance the ball down to the Eagle 8-yard line. 2 snaps later, Adams unleashed another strike and Burchett's sure hands sealed the deal. Prior to the Adams to Burchett dagger, junior Joseph Markham kept a 14-play, 57-yard Bulldog scoring drive with a 1-yard touchdown run, which served as the answer to Westmoreland's third-quarter go-ahead score. Adams found junior wideout Alec Kerr to get the advance started before hitting Sharp for a 20-yard gain deep in Eagle territory. From there, Markham pounded ahead and crossed the stripe 4 plays later before junior Levi Garrett evened the score with 1 of his 3 made extra points. The prelude to the action-packed second half was a stalemate during the first and second quarters. The first half featured long failed drives from both teams until the final 2 minutes of the second period when Clay County struck first. Adams hit Kerr over the middle, and he scampered 37 yards to pay dirt to put the Dogs ahead. But Westmoreland immediately countered, descended into intermission tied 7-7. Garrett, who led Clay County's defensive effort, then turned back the Eagles on the opening drive of the second half with a crucial third down stop. The ensuing dog drive also stalled before Westmoreland claimed their first lead to set up that furious Clay County comeback. When all was said and done, it was a final of Clay County 21, Westmoreland 14. Great game.
It was a great game, and what a way to win it. Just kind of like last year, a Jimmy Burchett amazing play. But Clay County finished the game with a total of 311 yards on 50 offensive plays, including 26 rushes for 63 yards and a touchdown, and 248 passing yards and two touchdowns. Adams accounted for all the yards through the air on 14 of 24 passing, and Kerr was the leading receiver with five catches for 105 yards and a touchdown. Burchett had four catches for 63 yards and a touchdown. Strong, three catches for 56 yards, and Sharp, two catches for 24 yards. He was also the leading rusher with two carries. I messed that up right there. What did Sharp have last week? I can't remember, but I don't have it. Markham had seven carries for, I guess that's right, 12 carries for 32 yards. I had two. That's not right.
There you go.
Markham had seven carries for 26 yards and a touchdown. Adams had six carries for 6 yards. Burchett, one for 1 yard. Kerr, two for minus 1 yard. Garrett's nine tackles, one for loss and a half sack, led the dog defense. Kerr wasn't far behind with eight stops, one for loss, and Burchett recorded six. Markham, senior Eli Smith, who had a half sack, and junior John Hamilton made five tackles each. Senior Wade Coons had four. Sharp, Strong, and junior Hunter Kyle recorded three. Sharp also had two interceptions, including the play of the game to get the Dogs the ball back to go for that go-ahead score. And sophomores Weston Burwell and Austin Anderson made two tackles, while Adams had one stop in the contest. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Del Hall Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for the Battle of the Bulldogs here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for a Battle Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for four consecutive seasons and had 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 10-23, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs have made one playoff appearance, which took place in 2014 when they were eliminated in the first round, producing their 0-1 playoff record. These teams are meeting for the 48th time in their histories tonight, first squaring off all the way back in 1974. The Gold Bulldogs' largest margin of victory came in that inaugural series contest in 1974 when Salina won 76-12. The Red Dogs' largest margin of victory was 49-0 in 2015. The longest winning streak of the series belongs to Clay County when they won in 20 straight games spanning from 1979 through 1998. The Red Dogs' longest streak was 2014 through 2016 when they won three straight meetings. Clay County currently holds a four-game series win streak that began in 2017. Overall, the Black and Gold have a 41-6 record against Red Bullet. We'll go ahead and run through the series stat leaders. I'll start with rushing. Single-game rushing leader against Red Bullet, J.R. Fraga, his senior year in 2013, ripped off 296 rushing yards against them. And in that same contest, Thomas, he had five rushing touchdowns on the ground, but he's got somebody tying him there.
My teammate and Hall of Famer, all-time leading rusher, Gary Davis. What a game he had in 1994, Daniel, and five touchdowns, and I'm pretty sure they all came pretty early.
Certainly so, probably the first half. Longest rushing touchdown against Red Bull and Kurt Cherry, a 95-yarder, his senior year in 2011.
Passing yardage led by Ricky D. Barlow. He threw for 195 back in 1997. And then our late uncle, Bill Napier, threw for five touchdowns in 1974 in a huge win over the Red Dogs.
Receiving leader, Wyatt Mabry, against a lot of opponents, 126 yards receiving in 2015. That could be broken tonight. Who knows? Receiving touchdowns, got a couple guys tied here. Greg Craig, Uncle Bill's teammate, back in that inaugural meeting in 1974, he had three receiving touchdowns against Red Bull, and Hayden Cherry also had three in 2018.
Longest receiving touchdown, Johnny Booger McLaren hauled it in from Hall of Famer Roger Short, an 82-yarder the year after Uncle Bill's big game in 1975. Tackle leader, this is kind of a surprise here. You got the all-time leading rusher against the Red Dogs, and he's also the tackle leader, J.R. Fraga, 15 tackles in 2012.
Sack leader, the late Jonathan Frazier, his junior year, 2002, five quarterback sacks against Red Bull and Springs, and we've got about six guys all tied here. I hope somebody gets three interceptions tonight and breaks this. Right now there's six guys tied with two interceptions apiece. Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, the late Kevin Watson, his sophomore year, 1984, had two. Evan Richards in 2007, Brian Plumley in 1995, Al McLaren in 1980, Nick Cox in 2009, his freshman year, and Corey Barlow in 2004, all with two interceptions against the Red Dogs.
The longest pick six, interception return touchdown, Matt Kirk took one back 70 yards in 2003, Daniel. And the longest kickoff return touchdown in 1992, I remember this. They were talking it up. Red Bull might have a chance to beat Salina this year. Opening kickoff, Gary goes 95 yards for the touchdown, and it was all downhill for the Red Dogs after that.
A young Davis sophomore season set the tone there. And the longest punt return touchdown, Dustin Thompson, his senior year, 2003, a 60-yard punt return touchdown against Red Bull. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Tonight we continue our weekly celebration of the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that celebrate either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week we discussed the 1976 Bulldogs. This evening we turn back the clock 40 years to 1981. Donkey Kong and Mario made their debuts. MTV was launched on cable television. Ric Flair defeated Dusty Rhodes for his first World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. And Harold Watson was in his 10th and final year as the head coach of Bulldog football. And what a season this was in 1981. As we go through the schedule, you'll find out they finished with a 9-2 record, scored about 23 points a game, only allowed around 9 points a game. And this is a team that, I guess it's 3 years ago now, when we unveiled the Horizon Sports Network Power Ranking Top 10 of all time, they were the 10th. Best Bulldog football team based on that formula that we used to do that. Thomas, just a big cast, I think 36 total players on this squad. I'll let you share them.
Yeah, big roster here, and it included 8 freshmen, and they were Benny Short, Doug Spivey, Lee Copeland, Mike Matthews, Mike Maynard, Sean Eichelberger, Todd Upton, and Tracy Maxfield. A cool dozen, 12 sophomores on this team, Chris Hamilton, Curtis Witham, Gary Spark Short, Jeff Bailey, Jeff Core, Jeff Scott, Jeff Shelton, a lot of Jeffs.
A lot of Jeffs.
Joel Watson, Willie Marble, and then 3 out of that class are in the Hall of Fame, and they include Jeff Watson, Darrell, and Dwayne Reeser. So what a class of sophomores that was.
Absolutely.
We haven't got to the upperclassmen yet.
And big contributors already as sophomores.
Right. 10 juniors also, including Dale Watson, Jerry Eads, Jim Stevens, Kevin Westmoreland, Michael Kiesling, Timmy Key, Tom White, Wayne Cox, William Maxfield, and Hall of Famer Alan Melton. And then 6 solid seniors, Daniel, Al McLaren, Harlan Trowball, Jerry Watson, Lonnie Davis, Terry Wilkerson, and we talked about this guy last week in some of the trivia question, I think. One of the all-time greats, really. He could do it all, and that's Gary Yee.
Absolutely. A player that made first-team All-State during this 1981 season, his senior year. And him, along with his 5 classmates there, just really led this team. Of course, Harold Watson, the head coach, as I mentioned. All-star assistant coaches, Clay County Sports Hall of Famers and local legends, Joe Neal Eads and Russell Richardson. That's a pretty strong coaching staff, Thomas, when you get Ringine Watson along with Mr. Eads and Mr. Richardson.
Yeah, that, as you said, all-star cast right there. And they also had 4 managers, Kai Hawkins, Alan Likens, Troy Smith, and Greg White.
Let's jump right into this schedule, Thomas. It's a pretty good one. They opened up the season with a win at Westmoreland, 19-7. They go ahead and play a huge game in week 2. It probably didn't seem huge at the time, but it was. They beat Jackson County 3-0 and got to 2-0, and you'll find out why I call it a huge game when we get on down in this schedule a little bit.
How many times do you see a score like that?
Right.
3-0, a field goal winning a game, and honestly, in history, how many field goals has the Salina Bulldog
ever kicked.
Well, at that time, Alan Melton, if I'm not mistaken, was the place kicker, and they pretty regularly sent him out. He was pretty solid at it.
Well, that hadn't happened much.
No.
After knocking off the Blue Devils, they head to Baxter and take care of the Bees 20-6, Daniel. And in that one, Darrell Reeser had two interceptions. And Gary Eads, four interceptions in that, so the Bees did themselves in, both of those guys having two apiece.
Week four saw them destroy Monterey up on the mountain, 41-12. Gary Eads, 96 yards rushing to go along with a touchdown there, also 136 yards passing, and that was where he was so good, is that dual-threat quarterback, a runner and a thrower, two passing touchdowns in that one. So 4-0 start to the season. Before in the fifth game, they go to Red Bull and Springs. Red Bull and a little tougher back then because it was a 27-0 win. Darrell Reeser with a big 83-yard kickoff return touchdown in that one to get things going. That put them at 5-0, just like Clay County is this year.
Yeah, and then back-to-back shutouts against Watertown, blew them out 31-0. Two more interceptions by Al McLaren in that one. What a defensive backfield they had.
Definitely. Al McLaren was somebody before Brian Burchett came along in the late 80s. Al McLaren probably was their interception leader until Burchett came. Now, after that Watertown win, Salina High School 6-0, they were ranked 10th in single-A football in the state at that point and went into a big matchup with Livingston where they doubled Hawkeye up 28-14 to open up the season. Season 7-0, Gary Eads, three touchdown passes. Al McLaren caught two of those. And Darrell Reeser, this time an 80-yard kickoff return touchdown. That bumped him up after that 7-0 start to the eighth place in the AP poll in single A.
You talk about this season of the weapons we have. And listen to the weapons that Gary Eads had at his disposal right there, Daniel. The kickoff returns, punt returns, interceptions. These guys could really play, no doubt about it. And then following that win over the Hawkeye, kind of like little brother, went 7-0, and that was it, Daniel. They got, I assume, upset by Hickman County when you're ranked 8th in the state. And looks like you've got some notes there about this when they lost 14-8.
Yeah, Hickman County, it's over in Centerville, Tennessee, because I've never heard of Hickman County, to be honest. It's in Centerville. They're a double-A team, or were at the time. They had a 1-6 record prior to this game, at least according to newspaper clippings. First ever meeting between these programs, and didn't go so well, 8-14, so that puts them at 7-1 there. Still a good start to the season. They have a strong win over Macon County the next week, 13-9, puts them at 8-1, and then Thomas, very similar schedule to this year, a 10th game, regular season finale with Gordonsville, and this was a big game in 1981. District 7, only one team advanced to the playoffs. Salina had an 8-1 record at the time. Gordonsville 7-2. Jackson County 8-1. The long loss of that Jackson County season coming all the way back in the second game when Salina beat them 3-9. So if Salina won, they were in. If they beat Gordonsville, they're in the playoffs. If Gordonsville won and Jackson County beat Montgomery Central, who they played that night, then Jackson County was in. And as fate would have it, that's what took place. Gordonsville put a whooping on a very good Salina Bulldog team. 9-30 was the score. Tigers won that one, and that sent Salina High School bowling in the Wilson World Mid-State Bowl down in Lebanon to play Westmoreland instead of going to the playoffs.
And you talk about the playoffs there. Obviously, it wasn't just about a region or a conference. If they had to win against a non-conference team in Montgomery Central, it was about overall record.
It was. That's what it boiled down to, was that overall record at the time. So they capped off the season nice anyway, though. A huge win over Westmoreland. They started the season with a win over Westmoreland. Bookended it with one as well, 48-12. Gary Eads, three touchdown passes to Al McLaren in that one. And they wrap up the season with a 9-2 record. Just an outstanding season. Probably a little disappointing for them at the time. Hopefully they can look back. A lot of these still guys are still around here. And they're heroes to me, you know.
No doubt. And you talk about it. One team where we get four teams
right
per region in right now, John. And, you know, imagine the deep playoff run that these guys would probably have made.
Yeah, and we'll never know. Like I say, in a year when four teams out of the region go, you know, basically play through your schedule, you know, you get a chance at the playoffs. It doesn't mean as much anymore. I hate to say that, you know, but to see a team that was so good in the history of our school didn't even get a chance to play in the postseason. Right. I mean, they got a good win in the bowl game, no doubt. A different time, you know, era or whatnot. But
well, and just on that line of thinking, I know we're probably getting off the line here, but, you know, we're down to four teams in this region right now. That means basically everybody's guaranteed to go, just like it is in our sister region down there around South Pittsburgh. So, you know, that's a shame. You could actually be winless and make playoffs.
Yeah, you can now. There's too many. It's just that simple. Cheerleaders and football queen from that year. They had a mascot back in those days. It was Tammy Royce in 1981 that dressed up in the Bulldog suit. Cheerleaders were Linda, she'll let you read them, Zazuka, Melissa Garrison, Donna Bowles, Leanne Butler, Patricia Dillon, and Elizabeth Fox were the cheerleaders, and the football queen that year, Betty Strong. Folks, it has been our absolute pleasure to discuss the 1981 Sinai High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 40th anniversary. This has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game-time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs hosting our Bowling Springs, where Clay County will look to get to 6-0 on the season. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as I say every week, appreciate you having us over.
Appreciate you coming in, Tom.
Coach, what a win the other night against what was the best winless team I've ever seen.
You know, you watch the film, you know, you're at the game, you look at the scores. How in the world is Westmoreland winless,
right,
you know, at this point in the year? You know, you come up so close so many times. I mean, within one score game of some top-tier programs. Honestly, they're what, 12, 13 points away from being, honestly, a region champion. And that's against Watertown, that's against Trousdale. I mean, that's against perennial powerhouse state contender programs in 2A. And Coach Chad Perry, I've got all the respect in the world for him, does a fantastic job with his kids and what he has, and they always play hard. So I look for them in the second half. Their schedule gets, a little bit easier, but, at some point they're going to start really clicking and finishing games.
Yeah, Westmoreland came in here, and you have to kind of include us in that list, Coach, of tough competition.
I think you have to, when you compare scores, and especially, our record is indicative of that as well. But, it's like we said last week, anytime you play Westmoreland, throw the records out the door. And something that has become of a rivalry in the last 3 years. And, if you go back and look to the all-time record, and this may be incorrect, but I saw in a publication somewhere after the other night, I think it's 10-10 split.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good game to play. Generally not very good for my blood pressure.
Right.
But it's good competition. It's a good game, not a bad drive down 52, and I just think it's a good game to play for our program.
What a thriller it turned out to be. And you talked about it in the paper, it's hard to pick out just one guy on this team to talk about. We talked about how we, Clay County has kind of put themselves on the map this year. And, it's all the guys, night in and night out, Coach. You've got a pretty good team.
It's hard to argue that. And, as a coach, you're always the ultimate, down player of the things you accomplish because, there's always another game. There's always looking to the next one. And, sitting back and looking where we're at right now, it's hard not to enjoy the success. It's hard not to. It's just staying focused and not letting it go to our heads. That's the number one.
And, after a stalemate of a first half, you actually fell behind 14-7 in the third quarter, Coach. But your guys didn't fold. They responded, and responded in a big way.
They did. And, that's a good thing for them to see because, at any point in this season, that's, to my knowledge anyway, looking back, that's the only time we have not been in the lead.
That's right.
At any point in any game. So it's good to have that adversity. There's that word that we toss around so much in this game, but, that's what the game's about. It is about adversity and overcoming adversity. So, proud as heck of them rallying around each other. And, it's hard to single out one guy. Y'all got your work cut out for you this year trying to name top performers, in my opinion, because, justifiably so, you can give it to four or five guys on any given night.
If we had to pick one, which we did, we had to pick quarterback Nate Adams, Coach. He continues to impress, 250 yards the other night, game-winning drive. The poise the young man has is really impressive.
The thing that I guess I'm the most proud of is you start to see an evolution of his game. And, there's a difference in being mobile in the pocket and keeping your eyes downfield. But, saying sometimes, hey, I'm going to get what I can get. And he did that. He's starting to do that. We're starting to learn about, get what you can get or, not try to force it or hang on to the ball and take unnecessary sacks. So, the proudest thing, I guess the biggest thing I'm proud of is him really tucking the ball and getting what he can get. You saw a big run moving the sticks down there on one of his runs. And, that's something we've been trying to press him, to do.
And also another guy we got to talk about, Levi Garrett, what he did in that game, led the team in tackles, just really played with a lot of effort, perfect on extra points, which were huge in that contest, and did all that before going down late, Coach. How is Levi Garrett?
Well, elbow issues as far as the severity, we're still somewhat in the dark. We got a better idea. At least, this week off. But however, he's a big piece moving forward. We've got to get him healthy. The stat line, the tape speaks for itself. He does a lot of things for us, offensively and defensively, and in the special teams as well. Mm-hmm. And he does a good job of responding, because the week before, we kind of called him out. you know, on his kicking, you know, at times, you know. But, you know, he's took it in stride. He's out there getting better every day. He's a competitor.
And you touched on it a little bit. You think about Levi Garrett and his 9 tackles, but one group we don't talk about enough, Coach, and he's a part of it, and that's your offensive line. They kept Nate Adams pretty clean in that contest, threw it 24 times, so you don't get 24 passes off without a good offensive line.
You don't.
You're talking about Levi Garrett, Wade Coon, Stone Lynn, John Hamilton, Tyler Waffle, and you got some other guys in that mix,
yeah,
too.
Hayden McGee's come in and spot played for it. Luke Thompson as well. You know, we're getting to where you know, out of an injury earlier in the year, it's kind of been necessity, but we developed some depth. You know, we've got 7 or 8 guys, you know, that we can come in and do that. And the same thing rings true defensively, because if you look at the other side of the ball, you know, those guys consistently playing on the defensive line, you know, Levi and John, that's it, that are two-way guys. You know, the other ones can spot play for us, but it's good to have that. And, you know, especially as physically demanding and grinding as that position is, having depth there is so key. You know, being able to not, you know, panic or freak out whenever a guy needs a blow, or if a guy's cramping up, or, you know, you need to pull one out and talk to him. And it's a good luxury that we've been trying to develop.
With that line, with Adams, with Garrett, all of those guys, you know, down 14-7, responded with a big drive to tie the game up, and then you got the play of the game from senior Carson Sharp, the interception, get the ball back with a minute to go, and the rest is history, Coach. Talk about that drive and the game winner from Adams to Jimmy Burchett.
Well, and you know, here's something, I guess, because usually when you get in that situation, you know, oh, man, you know, hold your breath. You panic, you're uptight, you know, as a coach. But I never felt that, you know. We had 3 timeouts going into that. And, you know, in what felt like wasn't an eternity, you know, because, you know, for the first time in a while, as far as years go, you feel like, hey, we can run the 2-minute drill. We can get down there. You know, we can and, you know, those guys executed that wonderfully. You know, Nate was 3-for-4 on there. You know, we had a couple big catches. And, you know, the most hated man in Westmoreland, Jimmy Burchett, you know, ended it again. You know, I mean, that's
the walk-off.
The walk-off.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what he does.
Well, it sure was a pleasure to watch. And probably not gonna need a thriller type ending this week, Coach. Unlike last week, when it was a toss up, you know, this one against Red Bone Springs is one you're supposed to win, Coach. And they can be challenges too.
Well, and you know, like we've talked about before off the record, you know, the games you're supposed to win, honestly, are the ones that I'm the most uptight about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm harder on the guys that week because you know. The expectation of, you know, you feel like you are better than somebody. History indicates you are better than somebody. I mean, you've got to produce that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, keeping them motivated and focused and trying to work throughout these times are hard. And like I said, just trying to keep the heads down, trying to keep us, hey, this is an opponent, and keep moving forward. And, you know, that's the struggle. You know, moving forward is, you know, hey, guys, I understand, you know, we're putting together a really good season. You know, the statistics, the games, everything speak for themselves. But, you know, we've got to keep going to the next step. You know, it's another game. It's another game.
And that next step comes tonight. It's a region contest. You won 1-0 in the region right now with a win over Joe Burns. You know, this one's important also as far as standings go. We're looking for that region title. You set that goal at the beginning of the year. You know, so that's another thing that these guys, your guys, have to understand.
Yes, and this one ensures a home playoff game. And, you know, that affords our seniors and everybody else another home game. So, I mean, at the minimal, you know, that's what makes it important. More so because, you know, you always, and you'll hear it, you know, when I try to quiet down our locker room, it's Gordonsville, Gordonsville. Without this game, this Gordonsville doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, we've got to take care of business. It's a region game. And, you know, to set up for us to be in the driver's seat of trying to attain that region championship, this one's got to be won.
Well, sounds good, Coach. Let's hope that's what we see tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, Tom.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Daniel, I'm going to try to run this segment this week. Coach left me some notes, so I believe I'll be able to get through it if you'll help me a little bit. Clay County's week one opponent, Jackson County, is currently 2-3. Before tonight's game, they host Maplewood. They lost last week 21-0. I'm sorry, they won last week. They beat L.A.
They did.
My Blue Devils. Read that wrong already. Yeah, that's a big win for bro. Any comments about Jackson County, Daniel?
Nah.
Well, the only thing is that's that Murderer's Row region they're in, Maplewood part of it. East Nashville already blew them out. It's just a tough road for the Blue Devils.
Clay County's second opponent of the year. They beat Clinton County to go 2-0. But Clinton County hasn't won. They're sitting at 0-6. They lost last week 58-6. That wasn't too bad of a team, I thought. I was kind of surprised to see them get drilled like that. But
Greene County must be pretty good to put it on like that.
They host Edmondson County this week, or tonight, I guess.
We don't comment on Kentucky teams.
Sorry. Moving on to week three, we played Cornersville. They're sitting at 5-1 after a win over Eagleville. Down there in their area. Probably big rivals, I'd say.
Yeah, no doubt. Eagleville, good team. That's a quality win.
They beat them 22-7. I mean, that's
Eagleville ranked when they faced Gordonsville. They were ranked in the top 10. Of course, Gordonsville took care of them down on Turney Ford Field. So you're right. Probably a big showdown.
They got tonight, a showdown tonight.
Yeah, tonight they host Fayetteville.
Defending state champ.
That's what I'd say. Fayetteville's always strong.
So. Also beat Upperman this year already. So. Yeah, I think Cornersville's going to get a little medicine tonight.
The victim of Clay County's fourth victory of this season was Joe Burns. They're sitting at an even 3-3 on the year after losing to East Robb last week, 0-27. This week, they're playing at Gordonsville. So Joe Burns at Gordonsville.
Yeah, and, you know, I made the statement after we played Joe Burns that I thought that the Red Devils may have a shot at the Tigers. And I still believe that.
Don't give away too much, though, because Coach has got some games down here wanting to get your picks on.
I know he does, but I was a little surprised by that shutout. I know East Robertson's a little bit bigger classification school, but they've kind of been sporadic as far as their success lately, Daniel.
They have. That's true.
So.
Okay, Westmoreland, of course, we beat them last week. They're 0-6 now after we beat them 21-14 last week. After playing a bunch of good teams, they're 0-6. They host Whites Creek tonight. Know anything about Whites Creek?
Don't have a clue about Whites Creek. I do know Westmoreland is a lot better than their record. I'll have to say that is the best team we played to date, Daniel.
I think so. I think they're, as far as all phases, coaching, offense, defense, I think they are. They're 0-6, but folks, they have played a murderer's row schedule, and they may get a win tonight. They could have won every game they played.
Tonight, of course, the Dogs here at home hosting Red Bull and Springs, who is 1-3, lost last week. 58-14 against Whitwell. We hope to give them a pretty good loss this week.
Yeah, more of the same tonight, I hope.
Scott County, next week's opponent, is currently 1-3. They lost last week to Pigeon Forge, 35-6. This week they host Gibbs.
Yeah, Scott, we talked about them being a larger school, Daniel. Still an unknown to me. I know a lot of people have looked out and look at their scores and things of that nature, but you still maybe never know what you're going to get next week.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they're a 4A school, so, you know, we played some 4As the last couple of years, Stone, White, and some other teams, Crossville. even if they're a bad 4A team, they're still a 4A team.
Right. Here later in October, the Dogs will be playing Grundy County, who's 0-4, lost 34-0 to Franklin County last week. They're set to host Cannon County tonight.
Could maybe pick up their first win there. Not real sure. I know Cannon County is not historically very good, so Grundy could gain a little confidence this week, maybe.
Could be. Thank you.
York Institute will be the Dogs' opponent October 22nd. They're 2-4. They lost 29-0 to Stone last week. Coach has that they're set to host Gibbs, but I already said that for Scott County, so I'm not sure which one's accurate. But
I don't think that York's playing Gibbs. That's not don't sound like somebody that would be on their schedule, so I'm not sure who they've got. I don't think it's correct on Gibbs.
Much like Scott, or maybe much like Westmoreland, York, they also play a tough schedule. We know that's going to be a battle. I really believe it's going to be a pretty game, especially a pretty good game, especially up there at their place. Quality opponent, in my opinion.
And of course, our regular season showdown against Gordonsville. Gordonsville's currently 6-0. Always a formidable opponent. They got the win last week against Coalfield, 21-0.
York playing Wartburg tonight. Coach Edwards is listening, and he corrected that for us. Wartburg is York's opponent. Yeah, big in there. You know, Coalfield, that was a huge win for Gordonsville. Pretty long road trip. Two top five ranked football teams. You know, everybody says Gordonsville's down. They're not the same Gordonsville as last year. Let me tell you about Gordonsville. They're a different team than last year, but I wouldn't call them down. They're different. They're 6-0, and they have beat some quality teams. Looking forward to week 11.
Yeah, it's, you know, the crescendo to this regular season, no doubt about it, guys. And we need to knock off Redbone tonight. Gordonsville, it might be an undefeated battle coming in, but they also have Trousdale on their schedule. Let's take a little break here, guys, for the national anthem. We'll come back and finish up Halley Fair.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
So back here live, we were talking about, of course, the Dogs' opponents in our How They Fared segment. Opponents are 20-33 overall. So let's move on to coaches' picks.
We better skip them.
Okay.
We better skip them.
All right. Well, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance.
Go straight into the Westmore Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, started on offense.
Well, offensively, just keep it simple early and, you know, get up big and get out, Daniel, in this one. Then defensively, you know, Red Bone Springs always scrappy, and they try to get under your skin. So, got to stay calm and keep our cool throughout. And then overall, just like offense, you know, nothing fancy. Line up and play like the superior team you are. Take care of business. Let the starters sneak out the back door and get some guys a few reps maybe that hadn't seen any so far this season. You know, tonight's a night to have a little fun. I think that's what you're going to see, black and gold domination from the start.
What about that defensive side?
Well, I skipped right through it. You just missed it there.
I'm sorry.
Red Bone Springs is scrappy. You remember
that?
Right,
that's the part. I'm sorry about that, Thomas. On overall key, did you catch that one too? We've kind of had a quickened pace. I'm sorry for that. That was the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and over Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Turning our eyes to the Clay County skies to the bring you the Cumberland Stewards Weather Report, we see that the temperature currently is 75 degrees. At halftime, it'll be 72. End of the game, 71. It is pretty moist, 74% humidity. Slim chance of precipitation throughout the contest. No wind today here in Salina. It's been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll wrap up the Carquest pregame show with a full coverage final word, where we ask for John tonight for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Shock & Strong Insurance. John, make sure you cover it all, just like their agency does.
Daniel, I'm getting excited. Here come the Dogs running out on the field. I think, you know, it's a chance tonight to maybe see some big plays. I'd like to see execution by the offense, you know, a chance to really keep the pocket clean, you know, maybe really just execute well and come out and have a good solid game with maybe few mistakes.
Sounds good to me. That was the full coverage final word, sponsored by Shock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Football time here in Clay County. Clay County going to kick off from left to right to start the contest. They are the home team, dressed from head to toe in all black, a blackout tonight. They do have gold numerals on those black jerseys. Red Bone Springs, the visiting squad, they're dressed in their travel white jerseys, red numerals on them. They wear red helmets. They'll be returning this kickoff. From right to left, Levi Garrett injured last week with a dislocated elbow, so Nate Adams going to take care of the kicking duties tonight. The freshman must be a utility man in all phases, because he's going to take care of kickoffs. We saw him punt the football at Cornersville, and we know what he can do on offense and defense. Just as soon as this kickoff gets underway, we'll bring you the State Farm starting defensive lineup. I can tell you probably we'll see Hunter Kyle filling in on that defensive front for the injured Levi Garrett. Adams approach, kicks, pretty deep kick. Going to hit around the 15-yard line, picked up by Red Dog. Here he comes. Has a good return, gets all the way out to around the 35-yard line and right past it before a host of Dogs come in for the stop. Good gang tackle, so Red Bone going to take over, and we'll give the starting defensive lineup, nose guard sophomore Tyler Waddle. Defensive tackles, two juniors, Hunter Kyle and John Hamilton. Inside backers, Wade Coons, Joseph Markham and Eli Smith. Outside linebackers, Weston Burble and Jimmy Burchett. The cornerbacks, Nate Adams and Carson Sharp, back in the start lineup on defense tonight, and the safety, Alec Kerr. That was the defensive starting lineup, brought to you by local agent Andrew Lockett, State Farm. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Link throws the ball. The sophomore quarterback has it complete out in the flat. Little to no gain, though. Good open field tackle. Weston Birdwell perhaps on the stop. Now Kerr coming up for it.
Yeah, as Alan Kerr with his second stop on the night, he also made the special teams tackle to start this one. Daniel Kerr bringing the heat early.
Not a surprise. He played defensively very well the other night. And I appreciate the slow pace we're seeing out of this Red Bull and Springs offense. We've had a lot of quick-paced offenses this year, and kind of makes it harder to call the action. Second 9 after pickup of 1. Ball does rest at the Red Bull and Springs 38-yard line. linking the gun, fullback at his right hip, handoff inside to that fullback, nothing doing there as Joseph Markham comes up recording the stop.
Yeah, and just a wash right there by the Bulldog defense up front, the black and gold Bulldog defense, as they held the line of scrimmage and Markham just rifling his way through for the stop.
I'm not sure which ball carrier that was, John. Red Dogs playing on third and nine here. No gain on second down. Ball still at the Red Bull on 38. Lincoln the gun. Three running backs back there with him. Play action. Quarterback keeper off right side. Gets back to the line and nothing else. Red Bull finding out early here just how stingy that Dog defense is.
Yeah, Wade Coons, the senior, on his first stop of the night. Another great play by that linebacking crew.
So fourth and eight after Link picks up one on third and nine. 10-14 and ticking. And Alec Kerr drops back, receives the Red Bull and punt. Could be a big play coming here if Red Bull chooses to kick his way. He's going to have a chance. Kerr fields it at the 29. Here Alec comes. 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's going to go. 30, 20, 10. And it is a 71-yard punt return touchdown by Alec Kerr. All he had to do was touch the football, folks, and he took it straight to the end zone.
Yeah, that's no contest right there. When Alec Kerr catches it in an open field, you know, if you don't have somebody with some speed and agility, you're not making that stop. Kerr made that one look easy.
Certainly did. And now Alec Kerr surpasses the former record holder for a punt return touchdown in terms of distance against Red Bull and Springs. And they have called it back. Oh, that's horrible. 0-0, 9:50 on the clock. We got excited for nothing. Blocking the back or something took place on the return. You do see that happen a lot. So Clay County going to play it from their own 49. We're going to call it 1 yard from midfield. Dogs break huddle first and 10. Clay County with their first offensive possession. So Kerr makes a 71-yard sprint for naught. First and 10, Adams the pass, targets down the left sideline for Jimmy Burchett, incomplete, just a little bit out of his reach. 9:44 on this opening quarter clock, and it is stopped with the incomplete pass.
Well, Daniel, that kind of takes your breath away.
Yeah.
Watching Kerr juke and drive and get into the end zone, I didn't see the flag on the field, but here comes the Dogs quickly.
Second and 10. Sharp round right side. Good defensive play by the Red Dogs. Loss of one for Carson. Setting Clay County up. Second and 11. No, they're going to put it back. We're going to say no gain. Third and 10. Dogs playing quickly. They have it at their own 49. 1 yard from midfield. Adams to pass. Rolls to his left. Has time. Approaches the line. Releases deep downfield. It's going to be intercepted. No, knocked away. Jimmy Burchett turns into a defender and knocks it out of a Red Dog's hand. Laundry on the field, though, prior to Adams releasing the pass. I think a hold on the right side over here behind guard and tackle. Red Bowen's going to decline that, so it is fourth and 10. They wave off the holding penalty and accept the incomplete pass, and head coach Jake Johnson sends out the punt team. Joseph Markham going to punt it away. So Clay County three and out after we thought was a Kerr touchdown. They go three and out on their first possession. Markham going to punt left to right here. High boomer, end over end.
No return, man.
Hits it the Red Dog 20. Takes a gold Bulldog bounce, and this thing's going to be downed at the 2 yard line. No, the seven. Around the 7 yard line. Great execution by the special teams unit for Clay County.
Yeah, I think the Bulldog offense is just kind of like we were here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth after that big return by Kerr. They were kind of shell shocked coming out. Missed the first pass, down the middle. It had a chance to be a touchdown. And then another good play by the Red Dogs there. And then just poor execution. John, you talked about it. And the final word, wanted to see this Bulldog offense be sharp. They weren't on the first drive.
Yeah, I thought we had the big play I mentioned, too, but, of course, that got called back. Let's see. We can do better here on defense.
Red Bullen taking over from their own four, 96 yards away from the Go Bulldog end zone. sophomore quarterback, Aubrey Link in the gun. Going to throw it out to the left flat. Ball is caught immediately. A tackle made. And the ball comes out. They're saying it was forced out by the ground. So the completion stands. Carson Sharp on the tackle. Fortunately, not a big gainer for Red Bullet. Going to set them up somewhere around second and a fairly short seven. .835 and ticking, first quarter, 0-0 the score. Red Bull driving right to left from our vantage point from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth during this first quarter of action. A wing to the right along with a wideout for Red Bull Springs, tied in left. Two back set, handoff to the tailback. That's Bo Hannon. He's off right side. The senior running back, Jordan Bo Hannon, 5'6", 148 pounds. Picks up around two on the carry. Setting Red Bull up in a manageable third and five. Third play of this second, Red Dog drive coming. Red Bull and Springs, 1-3 on the season. Clay County 5-0, big region 4A game here. Nobody really anticipating this contest, but this is just as big a game as the Gordonsville regular season finale closure at the end of the season. Incomplete pass. On third down, going to force Red Bull and Springs to bring back up the punt team.
Yeah, and Coach Jake Johnson talked about that in the interview, Daniel, in the pregame show about, you know, everybody's looking at that showdown for with Gordonsville, but, you know, you don't get to that. It doesn't mean anything, or it doesn't mean as much as it would unless you knock off the Red Dogs here tonight.
That's right. And this is one of the, you know, I'm going to call it a trap game. Clay County schools were closed today. These kids wouldn't at school. They're out of their normal routine. Fall breaks next week, and here comes Alec Kerr with another chance. He takes it to the 49, 40, 35, up to the 30. I'm going to quit calling it because this one's going to come back. Kerr, once again, going to go into the Red Dog end zone for his second punt return touchdown of the night. However, there is a flag down. Junior center Stone Lynn heading out saying, come on, guys, let's huddle up. He knows it's coming back. As I was saying, Clay County schools were closed today because of the big roller coaster yard sale. It's just, quite honestly, when you go through places like Moss on a day like today, it's flat out dangerous. And several years ago, we started closing on the Friday of that yard sale so the buses would have, you know, safe roads to travel so they didn't have to get out in those conditions.
Yeah, I spent some time in town today, and it was about the same, you know, between across the bridge and into fairgrounds and then the little shop set up right there in front of the old football field. A lot of traffic in Salina today, too.
Absolutely. Blocking the back called. Clay County going to play quick here. They're going to take over from their own 46, 4 yards away from the 50. Adams in the gun, two wideouts to the left. I need to give those starting offensive lineup to you. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris calls plays so quickly, I don't have time too much. Here's Carson Sharp, big carry off left side. Going to pick up around 20. He flips the field, carries it down to the Red Bull Springs 39. Good enough for a first down and more. So the Dogs on their second possession of the night, trying to get something going. Little flat so far. 7:05 mark, and they are playing quick. It's Sharp again off right side. He's running hard, picks up around 8, maybe 9, advancing it up to the 31. Should be a pickup of 8.
Clay County going with a little tempo, trying to get some, you know, good momentum going, a little rhythm.
Adams in the gun, two wide to either side. Ball at the 31. Going to be a defensive offsides call against Red Bull and Springs, giving Clay County a first down. They had it second and two after Sharp picked up 8 on first down. Always nice when you can get a first without having to snap the ball. So after the penalty, Clay County can advance up to the 26 of Red Bull and Springs where they're threatening. Adams to throw on first and 10, goes for the end zone, has a man, it's caught, it's Jimmy Burgett. The cousins hooking up. Nate Adams with a great pass downfield to his first cousin, Jimmy Burchett. And at the 6:34 mark up this first quarter, Clay County draws first blood in the 48th Battle of the Bulldogs. 6-0.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, Alec Kerr, who is filling in, kicking off PATs for the injury by Garrett, is good on his kick. 7-0, Clay County leads first quarter, 6:34 mark.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't... The Clay County Bulldogs strike first here on John Teeples Field tonight in the Battle of the Bulldogs, and they lead 7-0. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County went 3 plays and 54 yards in 3 plays and scored their first touchdown on a Nate Adams to Jimmy Burchett 26-yard completion. Carson Sharp had 2 runs to set up the score, and they now lead 7-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Sophomore Tyler Waffle kicked off that time. It was freshman Nate Adams to start the contest. Kerr kicked the extra point, so in the absence, Levi Garrett, a host of dogs, filling in for the kicking duties. Redbone Springs takes over for their third possession of the contest. They do so from their own 21-yard line, 79 yards away from the Gold Bulldog end zone. 6:28 mark of this first quarter, 7-0. Clay County leads. Lincoln the gun, looks right, throws deep down the sideline. Going to be outside the reach of any of his receivers, though, incomplete. Link, a sophomore, has a good arm. I was impressed with him last year at Redbone Springs as a freshman. His dad, Jeffrey Link, the head coach, and Link's a pretty good player. Unfortunately, Redbone just a little down on their luck this year. They're 1-3 at this point. You know, not a horrible-looking squad, honestly. I mean,
they're really not, and Link looks the part himself. He's a good-sized kid out there, and you're right, got the arm to get it out to the sideline.
Lincoln going to go up under center, wing T set. Tight end left, wide out right, hand off to the fullback, and he is met hard and baptized by Wade Coons. The senior linebacker read that one, came up and put him into the turf of John Teeples Field. Wade Coons, just an absolute great Bulldog, a four-year starter, halfway through his senior year here, and so serious about what he does. Thomas, you interviewed him last week at the for the Inside the Locker Room along with Coach Johnson. So much enjoyed listening to Wade. Such a selfless individual. He never thinks about what it means to him, you know, but what it means to this team. You know, if he makes a stop, that's great, but that's a stop for the Bulldogs is the way he looks at it.
Yeah, ultimate team player.
Link gonna throw on 3rd and 9, intercepted. Jimmy Burchett with it. 45-40, has a host of blockers, cuts back. 35-30, 25, it's a foot race. 20-10, pick six touchdown, Jimmy Burchett. And we've got a Red Dog helmet rolling down on John Teeples Field as Burchett goes into the end zone. 42-yard pick six by Burchett. 13-9. We have seen the Dogs go into the Red Dog end zone 4 different times. 2 of them called back. 2 were Kerr punt returns. They didn't stand. Burchett now has called a touchdown, and he has a pick six touchdown. Jimmy Burchett in his junior campaign putting together a great year. Kerr on for the PAT. Adams to hold. Adams has to switch sides. Garrett kicks with his right foot. Kerr kicks with his left foot. He's 1 of 1 on the night. His second attempt's away, and it is an absolute beauty. Goes all the way to the track here at John Teeples Field. What a kick. 14-0, 5:26 mark first quarter.
Yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy to find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal
help. One. Back here on the, starting to say the CarQuest pregame show, feels like we're still early. It is early. 5:26 mark first quarter. Clay County already up 14-0 though. Tyron Waffle kicks off. High pooch kick hits at the 20 and it rolls out of bounds. Jerry Bowen going to take over with premium field position for their fourth offensive possession at their own 35-yard line, 65 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. So, for Red Bull, is this four-down territory at this point? You're down two scores early. Do you go for it on fourth, regardless of where you're at, just to try to stay in things, Thomas, or what do you think?
Well, I really haven't seen any film on them or see how desperate they get, Daniel, but I think you're right. I mean, you snap it, you try to pick up a first down here, try to start chipping away, just get something positive going for you.
I know one thing. Going for it on fourth would be a lot safer than punting it now at Kerr.
Exactly. Obviously, they've got a pretty good punter. He gets it up high and he gets it deep, but that can be dangerous when you're kicking to Kerr.
First and 10 for the Red Dogs. They play it with two wide to the right along with a wing. Running back at the right hip of Link, who's in the gun. Quick pass left side, slant thrown and caught. Receiver was number 3, Will Massey. Had to be Carson Sharp on the stop because that was on his side. 5:15 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County leads 14-0 here in this region. 4A showdown. Pick up a, we'll call it 7. 4 Red Bull on first down. Making it 2nd and 3. Ball now resting at the Red Bull and Springs 42-yard line. Got some Subway trivia challenges coming up for you later in the evening. We'll ask those at the tail end of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. So if you generally tune out during that time, stay on. Got some good trivia questions coming. 2nd and 3, Link goes up under center. Quick screen set up. Caught. First down yardage for Red Bowen. Good execution by the Red Dogs. They advance up to their own 49, picking up a first down. Kerr on the stop, John. And you've actually got a set tonight, so don't be bashful if you want to jump in with a comment. I have to coax Coach Edwards sometimes into talking from that spot. But you've got a tough job as you write down stats and things.
I'll probably butt in when I'm not needed and, you know, not say something when you need me, but I'll do my best.
1st and 10, Red Bowman. I called it at their own 49. I was wrong. It's directly at midfield at the 50. Link under center, same play, little swing pass right side. Ball's caught. Ooh, what a hit. Perhaps the hardest we've seen of the year. No, it wasn't the ball carrier that got took down. Somebody did, though. Ball carrier actually squirted ahead to pick up a few more yards. I think it was number 2, Will Mayer, Preston Huffines, the senior playing wingback, who had that pick up a 3. Sitting up 2nd and 7, and Red Bowling here, trailing 14-9, 3:40 and ticking, Thomas, are in Go Bulldog territory at the 47.
Yeah, we talked about something positive. I tell you, you know, just getting it out to the outside on the edge, and they're picking up yardage. One first down already, they're going for 2.
2nd and 7, Link throws. Try the slant pass against Sharp again. Incomplete this time. Thrown too high for Will Massey. 5th play of this dog drive coming.
On that prior play, that was sophomore Weston Burgle with the stop out there. I'm not sure if he laid that lick or not, but somebody did on the outside.
Speaking of Weston Burgle, I never gave our offensive starters. He is in that start lineup tonight. Spivey out tonight. Had his wisdom teeth cut out yesterday, Coach Johnson said. Also out, Levi Garrett, so Hayden McGee filling in for Levi Garrett. McGee got a lot of reps earlier in the year when Stoneland and John Hamilton were out, so even though he's a sophomore, he's not a novice. He's played a lot of football. Ball was on the ground, but recovered by Red Bull in positive pickup on second and three. Actually, it was third and seven, not second and three. I'm sorry.
Daniel, I don't know that that ball ever went to the ground. It was snapped. The quarterback was expecting it, but it was snapped to the tailback. Caught him off guard. He fielded the snap and took off around the end.
Fourth and six. There is a Red Dog down on the turf, injured. We're going to go to break here. 3:14 mark, first quarter. Clay County leading 14-9.
Housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, out of injury timeout. That player that was injured appears to be all right. Over under his own power on the sideline. Big call here for head coach Jeffrey Link. Fourth and five. It is four down territory. Ball says at the Clay County 45. Red Bull taking their time in the huddle here. The play clock is yet to start, so they've still got 25 seconds if they want to take it. I hadn't paid attention. I assume they're being used in that. Have you noticed, Thomas?
I haven't, Daniel.
Fourth and five. Link in the gun, three wide right, one wide to the left. Another bad snap. It's falling on by the tailback. Clay County going to take over, turnover on downs. Kind of hate that for the Red Dogs here. Didn't even get a chance to run that fourth and five play. Clay County taking over with premium field position in Red Bull and territory. This will be Clay County's third offensive possession of the contest. Their last score came on a Jimmy Merchant pick six. Clay Kenny takes over at the Ribbon Springs 47-yard line with a short field. Adams in the gun. Two wideouts to either side is Grant Strong and Alec Kerr to the right, making it Burchett and Burville split to the left. Sharp at the left hip of Adams. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp around right side. Has blocking. 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. 20, 10. Touchdown, Carson Sharp. However, penalty flag down. The third Clay County touchdown call back tonight. So we could easily be looking at a scoreless seed. We did not score after the first Kerr punt return. We did after the second. So at this moment in time, 14 points that could be on the board that are not, John, due to these costly penalties. Clay County's cleaned it up.
Yeah, you'd think, you know, maybe these guys would let these guys go and not push them in the back after so many penalties called back, but... It's hard not to make a play when you're out there going 100%.
Spot of the foul call there, Daniel.
It's going to be first and seven. The ball now plays at the 45. Hand off to Mark on west side. Joseph with it. Breaks two tackles. Picks up the first down, and he's brought down at the Red Bull in 32. Pick up a 13 for Joseph. I'm not sure how you treat Sharp's run, Thomas, as far as yardage. I guess call it a gain of three. I mean, because that's what the stick showed anyway. Although Carson had a lot more. Hand off to Markham again. Markham right into the heart of the defense on the inside zone play. He knocks down three different Red Dogs before he's finally brought down by the fifth and sixth. Joseph Markham advancing up now to the Red Bull and 27-yard line. Adams in the gun. Two wideouts to either side. Markham still in there at his left hip. Second and five now after Markham picked up five on first down. Hand off to Joseph again. He's around Wade Coons' side of the line on the left side. Picks up the first down. Spin move. Knocks down a couple Red Dogs and is tackled inbounds. Picks up enough for another first down. So Markham just steadily picking up chunks here. Ball now placed at the edge of the red zone at the 20. Letting the big back work. Markham still in. Left tip of Adams. Another handoff to Joseph. He's right up the gut. He could go 10, 5. Big Joseph Markham into the end zone. Yeah! Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Minute 32 mark, first quarter. And the Joe Dozier gets it done.
A nice use of his patience right there, Daniel. You could just see him keeping his head on a swivel, dodging defenders, making cuts, and then just turned on the jets there and got it into the end zone.
20-9, Curran for the PAT. Adams to hold, Burgett to snap. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks good. It is good. 21-9, minute 32 left in the first. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 21-0, and here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Pretty simple, Daniel. Four straight runs from Joseph Markham covering 45 yards. He capped the drive with a 20-yard touchdown run to put Clay County ahead 21-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Egg Log Homes in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Coons records the tackle on the stop. An interesting piece of information I just received here. Former Bulldog sports writer and a lifelong fan, former player Kevin Donaldson, out walking across the river at his house, and he approximates that there's a 15-second difference between real time and our time. He can hear the cheer of the crowd and things here. Probably Michael Miller announcing, too, on a good quiet night in Salina. Things carry pretty good. So I've always wondered, around a maybe 15-second difference between real time and hearing it as we broadcast here.
Well, that's not too bad. I figured there'd be a little more lag involved, Daniel.
Well, we could do things right here at the Horizon Sports Network.
That's right.
Penalty flag on that kickoff. As we said, Coons recorded the stop.
Block below the waist, Daniel, on the return team.
It was Luke Thompson that received the illegal block. He appears to be all right, though, so he's over on the sideline now. One of those seniors that came out this year had not played, I don't think, up to this point. And Coach Johnson has been working on him for a few years and came out and has filled in some on the offensive line. Nice to have him. Red Bull going to take over in a pretty precarious situation here. Appears to me that the ball sits at their 11-yard line, 89 yards away from the Clay County end zone. Minute 26 mark, first quarter still, 21-9 Clay County. Link in the gun, wants to throw it down the sideline, does so, and it's incomplete. And that's part of the reason we've had a bit of a lengthy first quarter. Number one, Clay County has had several penalties that have slowed play. They've also had three touchdowns that have stood and slowed play. But Red Bowen's incomplete pass has also stopped that clock each and every time. Pretty good crowd has assembled here at Joe Neal Leeds Stadium. We kind of thought that it might be down since we're butted up to fall break and a lot of local folks going out of town on vacation. We hope everybody travels safely. Second and 10 play, and it's a pick six interception. John Hamilton from his defensive tackle position extends the arms, knocks down the operative eight pass, and big John Hamilton scores his first varsity touchdown. And that's great to see one of the big guys on the defensive front score.
Yeah, he's watched him try to throw that quick pass out, slant pass, several times now, and he was right there waiting.
Hamilton, about 6'3", probably is not done growing, could be taller than that, used every bit of his frame, just what great hands, of course, son of former Bulldog Jason Narhead Hamilton, and just a good play.
Yeah, it was, and honestly, got to tell a little story, met Narhead down there at Happy Stack today, and we were talking about the game tonight and this and that. I think we get another made extra point from Alec Kerr to make it 28-0 here for Clay County, but we were talking about it, you know, and I said, you know, Big John may get him a touchdown tonight, you know, and get some guys involved, and by golly, he did.
He did. He involved himself with that and did all on his own, a great bull rush from his tackle position and just caught that football.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Good tackle made on the kickoff. Luke Thompson involved. He was not the primary stopper, though. Eli Smith, give credit to Eli. And also Hayden Adams, the freshman, number 18. Adams, actually, I think, was the primary. Smith right there with him. Eli is such a good hustler. It seems like every special teams play we call, those kickoffs, he's involved on it. And, of course, we know what he can do on the hardwood in basketball, a state championship under his belt there heading into his senior year. But I'm so glad he decided to come up and play football. He's got a natural knack for it.
He does. And talked to him a little bit, and he said he likes the contact on that side of the ball. And talk about him being a utility man, a defensive specialist maybe on the basketball court. It's the same thing here on the gridiron for Smith.
Good play for Ed Bowen on first and 10. Hard running by Bo Hannon up the middle. He picks up around 5. Play originated at the Red Bull and Springs 38-yard line. He picks up 4, making it 2nd and 6. Ball now at the Red Bull and 43. 43 seconds and ticking. First quarter, Clay County up 28-9. Not a very lengthy pick 6. My defensive tackle, John Hamilton, about a 5-yarder or something, but it's still worth 6 points regardless of how long it is.
Yeah.
So happy for him there.
I agree with you. Finally getting the payoff. You know, he puts in his time down there. Been injured this year. And he's come back with a vengeance, Daniel, on both sides of the ball, John Hamilton has.
Grant Strong with an interception. Link heaved it down the sideline. Here Strong comes. He's at the 40, 50, across midfield to the 40. Has Walken, cuts back to the right. 35, 30, the 6'5" DB headed downfield to the 20. Finally Strong going to be brought down. Last year's Mr. Basketball showing that he can get it done on the gridiron. Nice interception and return. The first quarter is going to end thanks to Grant Strong's nice return. Clay County going to take over 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line when we return for the start of the second quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save, but the best choice is Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live at John Teeples Field for the start of the second quarter. Clay County taking over first and 10. Had the Red Bull in 18. I misquoted it. I said the 22 earlier, so Strong had four more yards on that return. 28-9. Clay County leading here in this Region 4A contest. As Thomas mentioned earlier, there are only four teams in this region this year, so Red Bull and Springs automatically going to go to the playoffs along with Joe Burns and Gordonsville and Clay County. Their first trip since 2014, I believe I mentioned earlier. Adams in the gun, two wide to either side, and they get a pass, throws to the corner of the end zone for Strong, catches it, touchdown. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris and head coach Jake Johnson wanted Strong to get the payoff after the big long interception return, and he gets it done there. Almost like a bit of an alley-oop play. Strong elevated for it, high-pointed the football, and got his feet inbounds. Clay County up now 34-9, John, 11:53 mark second quarter.
Pretty textbook right there. I mean, it works good. I think I'd go back to it in situations that called for it for sure.
Yeah, and we've seen that since Strong has came on this team here in 2021. I think this is about his, what, fourth game, Daniel, and we've seen that night in, night out. You get down in the red zone, give the big guy a shot, and Adams always throws a perfect ball up there where only he can go get it, and that's what he did.
Alec Kerr now 4 of 5 on the night for PAT. He missed that one wide right a little bit. Clay County up 34-9, 11:53 mark, second quarter.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here in Salina, Clay County leading 34-0. Wanted to get a chance for you guys to pick some of these games, Coach Les. First one was Joe Burns at Gordonsville.
That's going to be a good one, Thomas. I'm going to let you pick. You've been really talking the Red Devils up.
I have, Daniel, but I'm going to have to go with the Tigers. I'm getting soft in my old age. You know, I picked the Blue Devils last week because I was forced into it.
Yeah.
Also going to have to pick Gordy at home.
Well, that one's a wash because Coach Edwards chose Gordonsville. I'm choosing Gordonsville, too. And honestly, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. I want to see undefeated against undefeated week 11, Clay County Gordonsville at Turney Ford Field. So I'm picking the Gordonsville Tigers each time this year that we get them because that's what I want to see.
I hope Coach is hearing that.
Yeah. He's on there. He's still listening, I'd say. Red Bull going to take over first and 10 after the kickoff at their own 22, 78-yard field in front of them. 11:47 mark, second quarter, 34-9. Link in the gun. Tight end either side, wide out right. Hand off to Bohannon. He's around right side running hard. John Hamilton there to make the stop, though. In case you're just tuning in, Hamilton with a highlight of his career, a pick six touchdown a few moments ago. It was the score before the Grant Strong score. 5 touchdowns on the board for Clay County so far, and as we mentioned, 3 that have been taken off the board, 2 Alec Kerr punt returns, and a Carson Sharp 50-yard run that did not stand due to penalties. 11-15 and ticking, second quarter. Pick up a three for Bohannon, making it second and seven. Clay County still with all their starters in here. I'd say we'll see them throughout this second quarter, and then we'll see what Coach Johnson wants to do in the second half of play. It'll be a running clock, perhaps. Clay County just a point short of that, though, right now. It's going to be 35-point lead. We currently lead by 34. No gain on second seven, run inside.
Yeah, Wade Coons, his fifth stop of the night. Daniel, we've seen him dominate this first quarter or first half of this first half.
I sent a message to Wade's dad, Jason Coons, earlier today. I said, Mr. Coons, back in 1990, your senior year, y'all played Red Bull in Springs in the sixth game of the season to go to 6-0 on the season.
Right.
And here you go 31 years later, and his son Wade, a senior, playing Red Bull in Springs in the sixth game of the season, hopefully to open up 6-0 to the season. So pretty cool stuff. Third and seven. Red Bull in with it. Lincoln the gun, throws the ball to the left side, a little bit short of the mark, trying to hit somebody on a slant. Nate Adams almost got his hands on it. Clock stops at the 10:05 mark with the incomplete pass. Fourth and seven now. We'll have to see what Coach Link wants to do. I'm assuming he'll punt away here just for field position's sake. Clay County up 34-9. Dogs will be playing at Scott County next week. Now, they drop the county from their name. It's Scott High. It's not Scott County High School for some reason, but Scott High, which is in Scott County up in Huntsville. Oneida also, maybe the team from Scott County you're more familiar with. Those high schools are very close together. Kerr with it, 50-yard line, 45, 40 on the punt return, 35, 30. He's going to do it one more time. On the flag, yes! Here comes the flag! The third punt return touchdown call back.
What baffles
me even more than these penalty flags on these punt returns is why is Red Bulling continuing to punt it to Alec Kerr?
Well, they're just wanting us to have a little entertainment tonight, Daniel. As we've seen Kerr in the open field all night long. He just hadn't got the payoff yet.
Tell you what, folks, you know, I realize that I don't know that everybody in Bulldog Nation does, but what a special time to be watching Clay County sports right now. We've just got a host of athletes. We could go down the list, and Alec Kerr, one of the best. Anywhere he touches it, whether it's a run, a pass, a return, an interception, he has the ability against any opponent we play to go to the house. His freshman year was at South Pittsburgh, second round of the playoffs. Now, it's hard to impress the South Pittsburgh faithful, but the folks up in the press box said 44 is pretty good. And they recognized him his freshman year as somebody who they'd like to have on their team, and that's a big compliment. Carson Sharp with it down the sideline, pick up around 25. That play originated after that penalty flag at the Clay County, or actually the Red Bull in 42. So the Dogs started with a short field. They advanced it up to the Red Bull in 16. So a nice gainer there, I believe 26-yard gain. Four sharp. Thomas will double-check the math. First and 10 from the 16. Hand off to Carson again. Picks up 4 to 5. Going to be brought down at the 12. Pick up a 4. Four Carson Sharp. Making it second and 6. Clay Kenny playing quickly. Coach Harris likes the tempo, as John talked about earlier, and he favors that pretty much all the time. Clay Kenny never really stays in the huddle long if they huddle. Sharp off right side. On second and 6, Carson going to get in there. Clay County goes up 40-0, 9:08 mark of this second quarter. And the Dogs making it look easy tonight. 40-0.
Yeah, Red Bulling's a little bit outmatched tonight. You can kind of see that. You know, we've seen a lot of big plays, like I mentioned in the beginning, even though there's been the penalties that brought them back. You know, we've seen athleticism of Clay County, you know, it's just more than what Red Bulling can handle.
Tyler Waffle now going to attempt the extra point, and that kick's no good. Kerr went 4 or 5, and they let sophomore Waffle try. He did a nice job kicking off, but didn't hit that one cleanly. So with the missed extra point at the 9:06 mark of the second quarter, Clay County leads 40-9.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, and Thomas wants to pick another game. Coach Edwards had for us, John.
Coach would like you guys to pick the game at Upperman when Macon County comes to town.
Both teams are 5-1. Macon County, though, they're over-advertised. The Tigers are not the team that they people thinks they are or anybody else. Trousdale County proved that a couple weeks ago. I'm going to go with Upperman. Coach Edwards chose his alma mater of the Buzzing Bees as well, but it's going to be a wash for me and him on that one. I don't know if you're going out on the limb, Thomas.
Yeah, I'm jumping in the washing machine too, Daniel. You have to. That to me, that's going to be no contest. I think the Bees stomp the Tigers tonight.
I tell you, Upperman. Upperman was in our district through the '80s. There, old District 5. And number 11, Worm Smith, or actually number 10, Worm Smith, making the stop. Worm, another one of those guys who came out later in the year. I'm glad he did. A freshman. Older brother Austin played a couple years back years ago when he was in high school. And Worm, a good athlete. I think he's also a basketball player. He gets the stop. So Clay County going with reserves here on the defensive side, a few of them anyway. Going to have to get my roster around. I do see number 24, Logan Jennings, playing safety, and a timeout taken by Clay County. We'll go ahead and stay on air. I usually wait till halftime to pop the first Subway trivia question, but I just can't take it anymore. I've got to ask. So, it is time for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's primary Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 1990, Salina met Red Bull and Springs in the sixth game of the year and moved on to 6-0 on the season after beating the Red Dogs 58-9. What Bulldog had 3 rushing touchdowns in that game? Once again, in 1990, Salina met Red Bull and Springs in the sixth game of the year and moved to 6-0 on the season after beating the Red Dogs 58-9. What Bulldog had 3 rushing touchdowns in that game? Remember, Tish Plumley and Travis Crabtree are not eligible tonight because they were our winners last week. Everybody else, send in those answers. 931-397-9004. Carry on first and 10, Fred Boyle, pick up a 1. Tackle made.
Sophomore Hayden McGee playing a little defense, Daniel.
All right. Second 9 now, ball at the Red Bull Springs 32. 8:25 and ticking, second quarter, 40-9. Black and gold in front. This is really the first time this year we've got to see some of these young men on the field, and I'm glad to see it. Need to develop some depth, might need some of them later on in the season. And going to get a lot of playing time tonight, and are some of the reserves. Slip screen set up to the right side. Pickup of round 5. Host the Dogs in on the tackle. Going to watch who you had, Thomas.
Ben Maxfield, his first stop of the season.
His older brothers, Matt and Dylan, of course, Bulldogs in their time. His dad, David. Current Salina K-8 principal, a former head coach here at Clay County High School. One of the best men I know, David Maxfield, just a great man, also a good Bulldog player himself. He was a senior, Thomas, your freshman year, I believe, back in 1991. Kobe Garrison, my brother-in-law, guesses Michael Adams. A good guess, because Adams was the junior starting quarterback in 1990, but that is incorrect. Now, if you send in one and miss it, you can try again. So, Kobe, you can throw out some more names if you want to. Appreciate you trying there. Red Bull Springs moves the chains with the pass advancing up to their own 48-yard line. 2 yards from midfield, Logan Jennings in on the stop, the sophomore playing safety. 7:05 and ticking. Tupi Kerr has been guest. Tupi graduated the year before. Whenever I'm talking years in football, I'm always talking about in the fall. So Tupi Kerr was a 1990 graduate of Clay County High School. His senior year came in the fall of 89, and Redbone Springs has hit it big. They're going to get into the end zone. A 45-yard touchdown run against the reserves for Clay County. I know defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson would have liked to have kept that shutout going, but that's okay. This is one of those nights you play your younger guys, and this is a good learning experience for them. And I guarantee you this, Coach Dickerson will let them know just exactly what they did wrong come film session on Monday.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Daniel. And like you say, you want to give that one up or maybe another one just to get these guys some playing time. And, you know, we're seeing a completely different roster out there on the defensive side right now.
We have a correct answer. We have two of them. And the first one was sent in by Ray Bowles. He is the winner. And the correct answer that he sent in was Brian Burchett. During Burchett's senior year, he moved from wideout to tailback, and he did have 3 rushing touchdowns in that game. Ray, a former classmate of yours, Thomas, I believe, and he may have been there at that game, remembered it well, because he was correct. So Ray needs to be watching the mail for his sub certificate from Subway and his HSN sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. Offering freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread to create the perfect meal, Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. So congratulations to Ray Bowles. Now, others had the correct answer, but Ray's came in first. Who else got it correct, Thomas?
Well, Daniel, let's see. I've got Timbo Smith was guest by Colby Garrison there, and then we see Ryan Lacey coming in with Brian Burchett. He was off a year on Tupi Curry.
Yeah, and he was correct, but Ray beat him to it by a few seconds. That one came in first. We greatly appreciate you guys listening. Ryan, there will be another question coming up momentarily, so stay tuned. Perhaps you can win a sticker. It will not come with the sub-certificate on the next one, though. While we've been doing that trivia challenge, action has been taking place. The two-point conversion was no good by Redbone Springs, so it's 40-6 right now. And on their kickoff, they go for a short onside attempt, and it goes out of bounds. Coach Johnson right now trying to decide if he wants his offense to take the field or if he wants to make Redbone re-kick. And he's going to take the football. It's going to be placed at the Clay County 45. Now they're going to move it up a yard to the 46.
A lot of fresh faces headed out onto the field, Daniel. Looks like the offense is going to get a chance to play some depth.
Well, I was curious who the quarterback would be, and it is freshman Nate Adams. If we was coming over here tonight, my son Fletcher said tonight probably would have been the first night we would have seen Nate at quarterback if Keaton hadn't got hurt, and he's probably right. However, unfortunately, Keaton getting hurt against Clinton County, we've seen a lot of Nate Adams, and he's played very well. Probably going to be handing off a lot here at this portion.
Anderson.
Austin Anderson, the sophomore fullback, the ball carrier on that one. Anderson going to pick up 1, advancing it up to the 47, making it 2nd and 9. 6:10 and ticking. Clay County up 40-6 here in the second quarter. Anderson again around this side, has blocking, 50, 45, 40, taking out of bounds. Nice run by Anderson, biggest gainer of his career. They're going to give him, starting to say they're going to give him one more, going to put him at the 37. Adams in the gun. Hayden Adams and Joseph Bird will split left. I can't tell who the wideouts are to the right. They're going to hand off to Anderson, though, again. Austin advances up to the 36. So pick up a 1 for him on that one, making it 2nd and 9. Salina, K-8 Junior High. Football wrapped up their season last Thursday night. believe their final record was 4-2. They lost the two openers, then won four straight. Younger brother of Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, running quarterback for them, doing a nice job this season. Austin Anderson, a big cram run there as he bowls over a Red Dog, advancing it up to the Redbone Springs 30. Short of the mark for the first, though. It's going to be third and a long two. Clay County playing quickly. Burgle and Adams to the left. Jennings to the right, along with another wide out. Handed off to Anderson again. Gets the first down. Up to the 25. Runs over another man. Anderson with a personal vendetta against the Red Dogs right now. He's running hard. He is from the west end of the county. May know some of these guys. And, of course, Red Bowling in Hermit Springs School, where Austin attended elementary school, just miles apart. So he's running like he's got a personal problem with him.
Those are the two best finishes I've seen all season right there.
Dogs playing from the 20, heading off to Anderson again. Nothing doing this time, though. Perhaps a loss of one. The Red Bowling faithful across the way that made the short trip over. Applauding on the stop there. No gain. Actually, they do chuck him up for a loss of one. Second 11, according to the down marker. Hand off again to Anderson. He's around the left side. 15, up to around the 12, where he's driven out of bounds. That should stop the clock. 4:04 mark. Second quarter, Clay Kenny leading 40-6. Coach Edwards, he's always a little sharper than we are, Thomas. He's listening from the road tonight as he travels east, and he says that Austin Anderson missed the Red Bull and Springs game last season. He was injured and was highly upset about it. Now that he mentions that, I remember it.
Well, he's making the most of it tonight.
He is. He's
holding on
to
Lake County there, guys. Backed him up 10.
Ball now at the 24 after the penalty. Second and 15. Adams in the gun. Going to throw a little quick screen out. It's caught by number 8. Yeah. And that's Joseph Burble, the sophomore on the catch. Joseph, a good player. One of these guys who's come in behind a really skilled set of guys in front of him and hadn't got to play a lot of football. But Burble, a good player. Adams with it, gives to Anderson. He picks up about 3.
Where'd that play start, Daniel?
Well, I was looking for you because I knew you wanted to know. We're going to say it started at the 24, and Anderson advanced to the 23, gain of 1. Fourth and 14 now. We'll have to see if Adams wants to go to the end zone here. He is going to pass, rolls to the right under pressure, goes for the end zone, and it's caught by Joseph Burble. Not only can Nate Adams do it with those starting receivers, but he can do it with the younger ones, too. And Joseph Burble proving that he belongs. A nice catch by Joseph. 3:08 mark. Second quarter. Clay County 46. Red Bowling 6. What a job by the sophomore receiver.
Yeah, great catch by Burble. I've heard Coach Johnson talk about Burble, especially early on. He played some time in the first couple games, Daniel, and played some pretty good defensive back. Another good throw from Nate Adams. Burble sure-handedly give him 6.
After Waffle misses his PAT attempt, Kerr back on for another, and it's going to be good. I look pretty good at that, too. 3:08 mark, second quarter. After Kerr's PAT and Joseph Burble's touchdown, it is 47-6, Clay County.
You need for a project or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthyRehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County on their way to 6-0 to start off this 2021 campaign. Right now in the second quarter, it's 47-6 in favor of the Black and Gold. Last time, a Clay County squad, at that time it was a Salina High School squad, opened the season 6-0, John. I was a freshman watching you get it done as a junior quarterback out there and defensive back. I think you were still in the back, defensive backfield at the time before you moved up to defensive end. But what a great team that was. Seniors Rodney Lankford, John Roberts, Darrell Chigger, Hayes, Curtis Stone. Small group of seniors, but quality ones, and a big host of juniors that you were part of.
Yeah, a great team to be a part of. Great bunch of guys that were seniors that made a lot of plays, and really probably the best team I played on. We kind of run into a buzzsaw there at the end of the year.
Well, yeah. It dropped that eighth game of the season to, was it Livingston, or was that the second loss? Yeah, I guess Livingston was the second. Crowsdale probably had this the first
Livingston
loss.
Was, yeah.
The Livingston game was 21-14, one possession game. But, you know, we'll be talking about that in a couple weeks on About a Bulldog History because it is the 25th anniversary. Trying to make you feel old, I guess. Is that right? 15th? Yeah. Whew. 25th yeah. anniversary of that 1996.
Thanks for that, Daniel.
Yeah, appreciate it. Loss of yardage for Fred Bowling on 1st and 10. 2nd and 12 now.
Tyler Waffle with
the
TFL.
I made you myself there, too, because I'm just 2 years behind you. It's been a day or two. Waffle on the stop. Tyler doing a good job this year. Started on that offensive and defensive line in the trenches. Just doing a great job during his sophomore year for head coach Jake Johnson, this Clay County team. Bo handing off right side. He's met by a host. I think I saw Worm Smith in on it. Number 10. From his linebacker position, Joseph Birdwell's playing this left corner. Worm Smith playing this strong side linebacker next to us. See freshman Lance Burchett, younger brother of Jimmy out there, playing safety right now. Across the field at the far DB is Braden Allred, the sophomore. Hayden Adams playing the outside linebacker over on the far side. Senior Luke Thompson in there playing defensive tackle. And I guess that's Hayden McGee, the sophomore, joining Waffle and Thompson on the front three there. Pick up a three on second down. Fred Bowen making it 3rd and 9. Play action pass. Ball is caught. Tackle made, though, short of the sticks. Credit Braden Allred with the tackle. Yeah, wearing those white gloves. That was him. 4th and 4. Ball at the Red Bull and Springs 44-yard line. I know I've not been very descriptive with some of that stuff down the stretch here, but honestly, folks, Clay County's up 47-6, and when we get into these snoozers, as we like to call them, our minds wander a little bit, Thomas.
They do, and they have to, Daniel. Are getting the calls, several names we haven't gotten to call here on the Horizon Sports Network this season,
right.
So that does make it very interesting in one way, Daniel.
It certainly does. I like watching these guys play. 4th down pass incomplete by Red Bull, and Clay County going to take over on downs. 58 seconds, and they're going to keep letting the clock run. No, they stop it. 56 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County going to take over. I had no idea how many offensive possessions they've had, but John's wanting us to pick another game.
Coach has got one more game for you guys, 3rd one of the night. East Robertson at Watertown, a battle of 3-3 teams.
I guess I'm the only one this entire week that's going to take a chance here. I talked about East Robertson in the opener in the How They Fared segment, brought to you by Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. And here's senior Eli Smith, Daniel, with the carry and taking it to the house.
A 44-yard touchdown for senior Eli Smith. Coach Johnson and offensive coordinator Chris Harris wanting to give the senior a pat on the back for the hard work he does on defense and special teams. And he showed he knew what to do with the football in his hands. Goes around left side. Good blocking by that reserve offensive line. And we've got some music playing here over the PA to celebrate Eli Smith's touchdown.
Yeah.
53-6 right now the score. 40 seconds left in this second quarter. Grant Strong going to try PAT. Everybody getting an opportunity to kick tonight. The 4th different Bulldog to put his foot to it. And it's going to be knocked in.
Good.
A deflection by a Red Dog defensive lineman off his shoulder pads. It caroms up and through the goalpost. Keeps good. 54-6. 40 seconds left in the second quarter.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
And here's your Eco Pals of Tennessee Dogs drive summary. One play, 44 yards by Eco Panels owner Shane Smith's son, Eli Smith, to the house. Daniel, Clay County leads 54-6. This dog drive summary is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Red Dog on the return on the far sideline, dribbled out of bounds. Let's get back to that last game. Johnny posed east for Albertson.
Versus Watertown.
Yeah, and I was trying to wax poetic there about the Indians, but I'm just going to go with them. East Robertson in the upset here tonight.
I'm going with Watertown. I mean, Coach Edwards sent his picks in via phone earlier today, and as soon as I saw him, I was like, well, you know, whatever the difference me and him's got in the standings, which John can update us if he wants to. I know I'm last, but they're going to stay that way because we picked the same.
Here's all I hope. I hope Taylor Groves is playing tonight. If he is, the Indians have a chance.
He's a stud. A Division I athlete. Where's he going? Michigan?
Ole Miss. He was committed to Michigan and decommitted, and then the Lane train he decided to jump on.
Probably a good move to go to the SEC. Interception. Joseph Bubba with it. 50, 45, has blocking, 40, hurdles a man, 30, still on his feet, getting pushed from behind, loses the football. He goes out of bounds, and Red Bullen is going to take back over possession. It didn't go out of bounds. It went to the hands of a Red Dog, number 10, senior running back Bohannon, Joseph Burble, with the interception. Credit him with that, but also credit him with a fumble, and here's what happened. One of his teammates was pushing him from behind, trying to create a convoy to the end zone, and they knocked the football out. That's what happened.
All I know is I thought Joseph was in the clear, going to score, and next thing I know, he doesn't have the ball.
Well, you saw it correctly. Okay, 11 seconds left in this second quarter. 54-6, Clay County with the lead. Red Bullen back in possession. Let's see if Birdwell can come up with another pick. Three wideouts to the right for Red Bullen. Flag's been waved off of the last play. No. They're gonna, Red Bullen's getting backed up on a penalty. Perhaps the first on them tonight. Clay Kenny's had four touchdowns called back with penalty. Three added curve punt return touchdowns have been erased off the board due to foolish penalties that the official saw. All right, 11 seconds left in the second quarter. First and 10, Red Bullen. They snap from their own 14, 86-yard field in front of them. Link with it. The sophomore quarterback under pressure going to be sacked. Credit Worm Smith with the primary sack. A lot of other dogs helping out.
Smith coming in here tonight and playing well off the bench as we head to halftime, Daniel.
The first half has finally ended here at John Peoples Field. Clay County 54, Red Bullen 6. Stay tuned for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know.
Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County is taking care of business here against Red Bull and Springs, and now leads 54-6 here at intermission. The dog drive summary, the summary of this game would take some time, as 7 different Bulldogs have scored touchdowns here in the first half. We've got 2 defensive touchdowns on pick six variety. We've got 3 rushing touchdowns, and we have 3 touchdowns through the air. Nate Adams throwing to 3 different receivers for a score. He is 4 for 6 for 67 yards so far tonight. Jimmy Burchett has caught a 26-yard touchdown. Grant Strong's caught an 18-yarder. And Joseph Burville has caught a 23-yard touchdown. Your leading rusher tonight is Carson Sharp, who has 7 carries for 68 yards, including a 12-yard touchdown run. Joseph Markham has 4 carries for 45 yards, including a 20-yard touchdown run. Austin Anderson has 6 carries for 33 yards, and senior Eli Smith, 1 carry, 44 yards to the house for the final touchdown. The defensive touchdowns come from Jimmy Burchett, a pick 6 for him, and Big John Hamilton making his first touchdown of his career with an athletic pick 6 from the interior of the defensive line and took it back for the score. Clay County scored 8 touchdowns so far. Burchett with 2, 1 offensively and 1 defensively, and then 6 other players has also found the end zone. Red Bull and Springs did strike once against the reserve defense of the Clay County Bulldogs late in the second quarter for your halftime score of 54-6. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football.
All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save, but the best choice is Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leads 54-6 here at halftime. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Going to kick over to John Weaver here for a budget pest control scoreboard update, maybe some Red Bone stats, just whatever he wants to share.
Not a whole lot of Red Bone stats, obviously. Bohannon's got 10 carries and the touchdown, 60 yards. Quarterback 7 of 14 with minimal yardage, maybe 20 yards or so. So not a lot of report there. Clay County's the big story on the penalties. I mean, think about, you know, if we hadn't had some of them called back, what the score would even be. That's about all I got about Red Bull. And got a few scores for the budget pest control update. Stone versus Cumberland County up there on the mountain. 7-3 in the second quarter. Stone leading.
That's a huge game for the Jets to play their crosstown rival. Stone's not a bad program, and Cumberland County playing them tight. Interesting.
Yep, should be a good finish. Trousdale leading Harpeth big, 35-0. Fayetteville ahead 12-8 over Cornersville in the third quarter. Pretty tight game. York's having their way with Wartburg, 28-0 at the half. Some of those games you guys are more interested in. Watertown really laying it on East Robb right now. 35-0 at halftime.
Okay. Go ahead and rub it in.
I'm not going to say nothing. I've been burnt too many times myself. I don't do that.
Another score of interest. Joe Burns 6. Gordonsville 28.
Tigers are strong. Like we said, different team than they were last year, but still everybody's good.
At the half, Upperman leads Macon County 20-14. So pretty close game there.
Playing a little better than I thought they would.
On the road,
Baxter.
That's been a budget pest control update. Stop the pest. That's what budget pest control can do for you.
We've got about a minute left here before we start the third quarter, so we'll go ahead and work in our second Subway Trivia Challenge. This one only for a Horizon Sports Network sticker. The winner of the first was Ray Bowles. Congratulations to him. We'll be mailing out that stuff. So here's the next one. In 1998, Salina won its 20th straight game over Red Bone Springs. In that 41-8 win, what Bulldog had 4 rushing touchdowns and hit 5 out of 6 extra point kicks? In 1998, Salina won its 20th straight game over Red Bone Springs. In that 41-8 win, what Bulldog had 4 rushing touchdowns and hit 5 of 6 extra point kicks? Send your answers in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. And be sure to include your name. Of course, Brian Burchett was the answer to that first one that we asked. He had 3 runs in 1990 for touchdowns against Red Bowen. They covered distances of 37, 52, and 13 yards whenever he did it.
I know the answer, Daniel.
Well, that's pretty impressive. You know, you were 1 year graduated and gone, so for you to still know what was going on, that's pretty good.
Well, and John, just so you know, you're not eligible.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't shout it out or anything.
Toby Garrison, his guest, Josh Clatier. Josh had graduated 1 year prior. Josh's senior year was in the fall of 1997. This game took place in 1998. 4 rushing touchdowns, and also hit 5 out of 6 extra points. The answer to this one, a great Bulldog, a very underrated one in my opinion, somebody that's not talked about a lot. So once the answer does come out, I'm going to brag on this individual some because that was a teammate of his. And we do have a correct response.
Need a name.
So whoever just sent that one in, give us a name. They asked Jeopardy style. They asked a question. They said, was it Benji Bailey? It was Benji Bailey. Benji had 4 rushing touchdowns, 12 yards, 3 yards, 10 yards, and 20 yards. And he also hit 5 of 6 extra points. I held extra points for him that night, and he was true on those. And it is Tyler Walker who has sent in that answer. So congratulations to Tyler. I'll save a stamp on that one. He's the president of the Clay County Youth League Football Program. I'll give him his Horizon Sports Network sticker tomorrow. Speaking of Youth League Football, they have their homecoming here tomorrow at John Peoples Field. Says he was a manager back then on that squad. That was my junior year, and so that means Tyler would have been in 8th grade. Of course, his grandfather, the late Joe Leeds, still coaching at that time on the sideline, so I know that was a special time for Tyler to get to go along as a manager and accompany him and the rest of the Bulldogs.
I remember Benji being a kicker. That's kind of how I got the clue, but I thought of another name that might have been – but I expected people to guess was in your class. But I couldn't remember if he kicked extra points or not. Did Chris Bartlett kick?
No, Chris didn't kick. Probably could have. Chris was outstanding. But Benji Bailey, an outstanding athlete, a 4-year starter, if I'm not mistaken. His freshman year started in the defensive backfield and in 1995 and played on through. You know, we were not a great team in 98, Benji's senior year, but it certainly was no fault of his. He was a great athlete and had a good night that night against Tribune Springs. So Clay County here taking over to start this third quarter. Hayden Adams split to the left along with Joseph Burville, two other wideouts to the right. Ball is being snapped from the Clay County 44, first and 10. Quarterback keeper, and it's Lance Burchett who's running the quarterback spot right now. They've got Nate Adams out of there. So Nate's cousin Lance is going to run a bit of a wildcat quarterback, it looks like, and that's a good call by Coach Johnson to get Adams off the field. We don't need him out there even handing the football off at this time with Keaton Arms injured and gone. So Lance Burchett going to run the show here during the second half. I'm excited to see it. Lance, an outstanding player, Clay County in Red Dog territory now at the 47, second one. Burge in the gun, hands off to Worm Smith. Worm hitting the backfield, breaks the tackle, gets north and south, gets the first down, and he's brought down around the 35. Good job by Worm Smith. I have not seen him play football before. He did play in junior high for head coach Isaiah Walker, and kind of excited about watching him in action here for the first time. Worm advances the ball up to the Red Bull at 37, where it's first and 10. Lance Burchett in the gun. Two wideouts to the side. Smith at his right hip. Hand off to Smith again. He's off left side. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more. Oh, there is more. He breaks a tackle. He's into the free and finally brought down. Almost enough for the first down. What great hard running by Michael Worm Smith.
Blocking the back there on one of the dogs trying to get him broke free out there in the corner.
Worm, a tough kid, son of Jeremy and Tanya Smith of the Union Hill community, good hard-working family. Probably we used to talk years ago how it was easier for students to come to football practice than it was to go home and work, and for the majority of kids, that's phased out. They just don't have that. But for Worm, he'd probably rather stay here at school at 3 o'clock and practice football than go home and have to work in the fields. So he still comes from a farming family out there, and you can tell that he's done a lot of work this time. Strong kid.
Yeah, he is running hard, Daniel, just like you said, not afraid of the contact, and know his parents well. His father, of course, a classmate of mine.
I thought he was. After the penalty, the ball is retreated to the Red Bullin 42-yard line. Burchett in the gun, two wideouts to either side, Smith at his right hip. I'd like to see Lance on a quarterback keeper again. Here's the snap. A little quick pass out to Burble. He has it, 45, 40. Brought down there. Pick up of around 3. We'll have to see where they spot it. I think they're going to give him the 39. Nice little pass by Lance Burchett. He shows that he can do a lot of things. If you recall, Jimmy used to come in and play backup quarterback for Clay County, and here we see Lance doing it. Sons of Brent and Brooke Burchett. Great athletes. Same formation, two wide either side. Burch in the gun, gives to Smith. He's hit high and brought down. A flag comes in late. They might have got a face mask or a horse collar there. Clay County's leading 54-6. They've not given the score here in the second half of play. 8:21, and the clock is stopped, and I'm not sure why, because we should have a run and mercy rule clock at this point. And it even for a penalty, I guess maybe the official stopped it because they're having an official meeting time out of the middle of the field. Clay County on fall break this coming week. They've had the good fortune of having a coinciding bye week for many of the last seasons in football, and what a pleasure that was. You can shut down, give your guys some time off. Unfortunately, this year, that's not the case, Thomas. They're going to have to come in and practice while everybody else is doing their own thing at home because they play Scott County 1 week from tonight in Huntsville.
Yeah, that's a tough thing for any team, Daniel, and, you know, just a scheduling issue, just couldn't get it worked out. Big changes in this year's schedule, as we all know, and that was a tough thing to do to get it done.
After the penalty, ball sets at the 25, minimal yardage on the carry, single-digit yardage, two or three at the most. But the penalty, though, moves it forward up to the Red Bull on 25-yard line, first and 10. Lance Burchett in the gun. Hayden Adams and Eli Burnett split out to the left. Joseph Burble and Braden Allred split right. Give to Wormsmith, 25, 20. He's going to go, 10, 5, touchdown. First varsity football touchdown for Michael Wormsmith at the 8:07 mark of this third quarter, and the clock continues to tick due to the Mercy Rule running clock, and that makes it 60-6. During the Carquist pregame show, we said the largest Gold Bulldog margin of victory in the 48 meetings in this series was back in 1974 in that original meeting when Salina High School won 76-12. We're rivaling that right now. 60-6, Thomas.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got the freshman in there. That was Wormsmith's first touchdown of his career as strong. Kicks another one, Daniel, and this one is high and true.
A beauty. Almost a soccer-style approach by Grant Strong. Hits it. 61-6. 8 minutes left in the third.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 61-6 here with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Daniel, it was a 5-play, 56-yard drive by Clay County. Lance Burchett got it started with a scramble. Wormsmith had a 10-yard run, and then quarterback Lance Burgett found Joseph Burble for three more yards, and then Smith to the house from 25 yards out. This dog drive summary is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Red Bull going to take over with a 60-yard field in front of them from their own 47-25 and ticking. Third quarter, Clay County up 61-6. We'll try to update you on who's on the field for Clay County playing this near side defensive back, sophomore Logan Jennings. I think we see freshman Lance Burchett playing the single high safety. Braden Allred playing the far side corner. Hayden Adams playing outside linebacker closest to us here. Hand off to the Red Dog running back. He's around right side for 5 to 6 yards. Wormsmith involved on the tackle. The primary stopper, though, I believe, number 58, Ernesto Sanchez, recording his first tackle of the season, the sophomore linebacker. Up front for the Dogs, the front three. At 51, John, we got Noah Gross, a sophomore, playing right tackle, playing this left defensive tackle, sophomore Tyler Wathel. Of course, Tyler, a veteran player, but he is a sophomore, so he's getting reps with these younger guys.
Yeah, I think Noah Gross is playing on that D-line on the far side.
Hand off to the fullback, Fred Boylan. He crosses over into Gold Bulldog territory and moves the sticks, drives up to the 46-yard line.
Eli Burnett involved on that tackle.
Eli recording his First off, Eli with a good football lineage, of course. The grandson of the great Gary Eads and the great-grandson of the late Joni Elite. So Eli getting in some action here. He's the son of Caleb and Ashley Burnett. First and 10. Ball in Clay County territory. Red Dogs driving and threatening. Hand off to the fullback again. Into the heart of the defense. He could bust it for it all here. Goes down the far sideline. Going to go untouched into the end zone. Bohannon with the score. His second of the night for Red Bowling. Senior running back Jordan Bohannon makes it 61-12.
Seem to remember some of the history, too. His other grandfather, Jerry Burnett, also was a pretty good football player in his day, wasn't he, Daniel?
He was. He was a senior on that 1968 Blanket Bowl team. A small player, still not a very large man, but very scrappy, very fast, very hard-nosed and tough, and a big part of the success on that good season back in 1968, getting that first bowl win for head coach John Peebles. Two-point conversion coming. Full Red Bowling Springs. Aubrey Link goes under center. Play action pass. Dumps it to his tight end. Good for two. Bringing the score up to 61 for Clay County. 14 for Red Bowling Springs. 4:40 and ticking. Third quarter.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live from John Peebles Field, Clay County 61, Red Bull 14, midway through this third quarter. Red Bull going to kick off, short pooch kick. Going to hit and be fielded by Bulldog, and he's up the far sideline. Unknown ball carrier at this time to me. Lance Burchett, 26. Lance picking up about 10 yards on the return before stepping out of bounds. So the Dog defense, or the Dog offense rather, going to take over first and 10. From their own 41-yard line, a 59-yard field in front of them. Got some reserve linemen coming on. We have a number 67 on the field that is not on the roster, so.
Same with number 75.
67 is on there. Josh Terry,
Josh
Daniel.
Terry. Okay, he's a freshman. A transfer student, moved in a couple weeks ago. Nice to see him getting action here. Burchett continues to be the quarterback. Going to have Joseph Birdwood at his right hip, and Lance is calling to the sideline. They're missing some personnel. He's going to go ahead and play with 10. Here's the snap. Handing off to Birdwood. Not much doing for Joseph. Keeps his feet moving, though. Breaks the tackle. Gets a little bit of positive yardage. Where did I call it start at, Thomas?
The 41.
No gain. Second 10. Best start for a Clay County team since 1996. It's been 25 years since a Clay County team has opened up 6-0 on the season. Two wideouts to either side here on second and 10. Burchett with it. Hands off to Birdwell again. Joseph going to lose yardage this time. Offensive line just not doing a great job at this point for him, but this is their first action of the year outside of reps in practice. You know, everything they've done to this point, a coach has been there in the huddle with them, so it's a big difference when you get out there for the first time and the coach is over on the sideline. Loss of one, second 11 now, or third and 11, rather. Minute 30 and ticking, third quarter, Clay County leading 61-14. Hayden Adams, along with Eli Burnett, split to the left, Raiden Allred, and another wide out to the right. Red Bowman jumps off sides. Unless they decide to call it against right tackle number 75, I believe that's Jordan Heatherly, a senior, also another transfer student. A lot of kids have moved into Clay County this summer and going into this school year. I think due to the pandemic going on across the country, a lot of folks have sought out smaller communities to move to, and we picked up several this year.
They didn't end up calling that on the offense.
So that backs Clay County up to the 35. Burgett in the gun. 3rd and 15. Quarterback keeper. Lance off the right side. Just not a lot of blocking for him. Lance going to lose yardage. Unfortunately, I have to report that Burgett going to be dropped for a loss of 3. Making it 4th and around 20. And the punt team comes on.
Then you talked about the roster, a lot of new people moving in. Maybe the largest roster we've seen in a while. 36 players listed here tonight. That's pretty solid for a Clay County team. We saw those numbers dwindle in the last decade. And then a big rebound here for Coach Johnson.
Well, that's getting 9 kids on average out of each class, and that's pretty strong. That's a pretty good number. Third quarter's going to end. Buzzer sounds. When we return for the start of the fourth, Clay County's going to be punting it away. It is Go Bulldogs 61, Red Dogs 14.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Solana Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Solana Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Solana Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Fourth quarter underway. Waffle on the punt. Snap. High boomer way, good tumble waffle, spiraling kick. Hits down, takes a Go Bulldog bounce. And Red Bull going to take over with a 70-yard field in front of them at their own 30. So Clay County, four opponents left on the season after tonight. Next week they will travel to Scott County, as we mentioned. After that, they come back home for senior night against Grundy County, somebody we've not played since the late 80s. Then we're going to make a road trip to Jamestown to face York, somebody we've not played in about 15 years since the early 2000s, and then down to Gordonsville to finish it off. So Clay County, and Coach Johnson hates it when people talk like this, but Clay County stands a real chance to go into that Gordonsville game with a 9-0 record.
Yeah.
They are favored over these next three opponents.
Yeah, and if, you know, if they can keep things rolling, stay healthy, and play the way they're capable of, it should be 9-0 heading to Turney Ford Field, Daniel. Out of those three games, I think you're looking at York being the toughest contest, especially having to travel up to Jamestown.
Yeah, they're the most traditionally sound of the three. Ben Maxfield recording a tackle there on the first down play. Red Bull picks up about 3 yards.
I think Ernesto Sanchez was in on that one again, too.
10-20 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County leading 61-14. Link in the gun, a sophomore. As Thomas mentioned earlier, a big body quarterback. Not sure his size, but what's actually on the roster, I look at a moment. Throws it deep down the sideline. Strong arm by him. Incomplete, though, is a good ball just out of the reach of his wideout. Pretty good coverage by Joseph Birdwell. Let's find that Red Bull and roster. They have Link listed at 6'3", 209. So that's about what I was as a senior, maybe closer to 195 or something myself. So Link, a big kid, similar almost to a Keaton Arms kind of a stature, you know.
Good size and a good athlete running the show there. Just didn't have the weapons at his disposal like Clay County does. But like you said, that ball right there, you can't throw it any better, really. Put it out there, gave his receiver a chance. He just didn't have the speed to hardly get there.
Third and seven, could be another pass from Link on this one. Hands off instead to a tailback. He's off right side. Going to be brought down. They ran it into the Red Bull and bench. Hard to see. I see Eli Smith returning from the scene of the crime, though. So, Eli Burnett, rather. So, credit Burnett with another stop. Fourth and a short four, long three. For Red Bull, and I believe they will go for it here rather than punt. 8:50 and ticking, fourth quarter, 61-14. The action has slowed down a little. No scores of late. We've had four touchdowns called back in this game. Three of them, Alec Kerr, punt return touchdowns. Unheard of for somebody to, you know, it's rare to have two. John's done it before against Jackson County once upon a time. But for Alec Kerr to have three and all three of them be wiped off due to penalty, just a wild night on that end of things. Fourth and three. Link with it. Quarterback keeper moves the sticks. Tackle made. Ankle tackle. Nice job by Worm Smith. However, Link's forward motion going to move those sticks. Red Bull in advances up to the 41, and the Clay County fans not happy about something. What are they disgruntled about, John?
Late action in the play there between a couple of linemen.
Yeah. And a flag thrown, apparently, because Black and Gold Faithful here in Joe Neville Stadium applaud something.
They're just cheering the effort, number 78.
Yeah, the senior, Jordan Heatherly, really working hard right there. He had the lineman on him downfield here and just kind of gave him a push at the end, taking Heatherly to the ground, and I think that's what you're seeing.
Gotcha.
A flag there. Good job by the senior drawing the flag.
Nice to see him getting a play. First time he's played football, to my knowledge. Tackle made by Sanchez. Actually, John said it's 56. Hayden McGee involved as well. So pick your poison, Thomas. Either sophomore, Hayden McGee, or Ernesto Sanchez.
I think Ernesto was the primary on that one. Sanchez playing well since he's come in the game.
He is. He was on the squad last year. I didn't see the field much.
Good size kid.
He is. He's got a big lower body, for sure. Does some kicking, I think, as well. I've heard Coach Johnson talk about that. Doing a pretty good job playing linebacker here. I expect him to see a lot of time as he transitions on into an upperclassman. Second and four after a pickup of six on first down for Red Bull. Link going to be brought down this time on the quarterback keeper behind the line of scrimmage. Somebody getting a tackle for loss.
45, number 45.
Burnett, Eli Burnett, showing he belongs on the field. His third tackle of the night. That one, they did not count it a tackle for loss, so the normal variety stopped there.
Hayden Adams also in on that one, Daniel. It was Burnett running him down from behind. Adams holding his ground there, helping Burnett bring him to the ground.
Adams, the son of Matt Adams. Matt was a classmate of John's and an outstanding football player himself. His oldest son, now a freshman, playing on the Bulldog squad. Quick screen thrown out to the right side. Nice catch and run by Red Bullen. They moved the sticks and moved the football down to the Clay County 39-yard line. 5:44 and ticking, fourth quarter.
Tackle made by Lance Burchett over there on the far side.
61-14, Clay County leads. Red Bullen with a slow pace tonight. Of course, running cock here in the second half. It don't matter, but want to mention these Clay County High School cheerleaders. Three seniors leading the squad, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Sieber, and Tamara Smith. And they're joined by seven sophomores, Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Kelly Devanna, Chloe Graves, Lenny Haynes, and Jalen Strong. They are led by sponsors Stephen and Lana Chitwood. Appreciate those girls and what they do. Timeout has been taken on the field. We're going to play an ad and come back here on the Horizon Sports Network. 5:11 left in the contest. Clay County leads big.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollowLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here for fourth quarter action, 5:05 and ticking coming out of this timeout. Red Bull and Threat in here from the Clay County 40. Flyer pass thrown in the backfield. Nice tackle made by Worm Smith. I don't care where they spot it. Counted a TFL because it's at least 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage, and they do move the down marker back. Going to be second and 12 after that one.
You know, Worm Smith's played a good ball game since he's come in here. He's a good, solid body. You can see that. He's got the skills. He's played really well defensively, and he also saw he's got some speed, he's got some power, and he's got some moves running the ball, Daniel. I think he was a pretty good player last year as an eighth grader.
He's an athlete. He's put together well. Going to be a good-sized kid by the time he gets done growing. Freshman right now, going to be thick by the time he's upperclassman. Second and 12, Red Bull and snapping from the Clay County 42. Lincoln the gun, fullback and tailback with him. Hand off to Bo Hannon. He's met hard by a host of dogs. Not much yardage there. Picks up about two. And I've got to credit
I saw Waffle being involved.
Who else, John?
Waffle was involved, too. It was a conversion of three or four dogs right there at the point of attack. I mean, it was shut down pretty quick.
And that's what I love about this defense and even the younger guys, and we chronicle it almost every Friday night that we call action. So hard to discern who the tackler is because there's always more than one of them there with contact. I talked to Fletcher's youth league group about that. I said, go watch the high school and watch how they gang tackle. That's why they're so stingy, because very seldom does an opponent break a Bulldog tackle due to the large number. And here's Aubrey Link. Can he break Worm Smith's tackle? He does. Fights back to the line of scrimmage. Worm had him about 6 yards deep, wrapped up around the waist, but the 6'3", 209 sophomore quarterback strong enough to get out of his grasp.
You're talking about that gang, right there. That gang tackling, Daniel. You know, most of the time, defense is a reflection of your coach. We know Coach Jake Johnson is defensive-minded. And then you throw in defensive coordinator that we've got and who does a great job, and Coach Dickerson, and that's what you see. We know these guys are football players, but they also have leaders that love that dirty dog defense, and it really shows when they play.
Oh, it certainly does. And you go back through these last several years, and, you know, for 4 years we've seen Wade Coons getting in there doing it. Prior to that, we saw Dalton Gove. You know, how many times did we call his name over the years getting sacks? Clay County High School's all-time sack leader. John Copeland, the late John Copeland, whenever he was on that defense, very aggressive. I never will forget the first game we ever called down at Jackson County in 2017, freshman Copeland and Goad just put on a show.
They did. Copeland playing nose guard and Goad just dominating too. And you're right. And this dog defense is what this team has been about during this 4 year playoff run, during the last, you know, 4 to 5 years. And it really shows.
And right now, we've had good offenses in prior years, but we've got the strongest offense we've had.
I agree.
In, I'm just going to go out there and, you know, on a limb and say in 30 years. You know,
in
you go all the way
time.
Back to 1990 to until you had that much talent all on the field at one time together. We've had great players, you know, Gary Davis came along during those years after that. Well, we've had other good offensive players, too. Chase Stevens in the early 2000s, a great player, but you get into these individuals who didn't have the team around them necessarily that we've got assembled here. We can go down the list. You did it in the keys to the game last week. You know, you can
big
go
one.
6-7 deep on stud players. And, yeah, we're biased. But when we say they're good, folks, they're good. If you hadn't seen them, come out and watch them. Fourth down pass by Link. That was a timeout, by the way, while we was doing all that talking. Back to action. Fourth down pass, good. Red Bull going to move the chains. A long, methodical drive by Red Bull and trying to stick it in here before time runs out. 2:35 and ticking during this fourth quarter of play. And Clay County still up 61-14. Tackler on that one, guys. Did you see one, y'all?
Sorry, Daniel, I didn't get a name or a number on that play.
First and 10, Red Bull at the 31. They're driving. However, time not on their side, though. 2:10 and ticking. Running mercy rule clock in this second half. Slant pass thrown and caught. Oh, it's a fumble. It's picked up. Could it be a scoop and score here? It's Lance Burchett streaking down the field. He's to the 40, the 35, has one man to beat, and he's run out of bounds. Lance Burchett right on top of things. A slant pass was thrown from Link to number 3, Will Massey, the freshman wideout, caught the ball, made an upfield move, was hit by Worm Smith and another dog. The ball comes out, and we go on to see Lance Burchett pick it up and head downfield for about a 50-yard return, setting Clay County up at the Red Bull in 28-yard line. I think our internet's went out, but I'm going to keep calling it like normal because it keeps recording us. And I know it'll be there for the playback. Minute 15 left in this contest. So we did have some internet issues out there. So hopefully, if you lost us, you've got us back. Carquest postgame show coming up with after a minute of regulation here left to play. It's going to go quickly because the clock won't stop. Burchett in the gun. I think we'll see one handoff. Coach Johnson saying he wants his freshman backup quarterback to take a knee when he gets the snap. Two wideouts to the side. Smith at the right hip of Burchett in the gun. Now it's Hayden Adams. It's going to be a carry. Handed off to Adams. Adams around left side. Picks up the first down and more. He's going to work all the way down to the 1. But a flag on the play against Clay County. Going to wipe off the nice Hayden Adams run.
Yeah, great run there by Adams. Another unfortunate penalty. It seems to be a theme tonight, even though we've had a good big victory here.
Well, to be honest with you, I think you get into these contests sometimes that are so lopsided, and the officials try to do, I'm going to say, a good job of, watching for some of that stuff and bringing some plays back just to help out the opposition. We're going to go to a quick injury break. We do have a Red Bull and Springs player down on the far sideline. There's 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Clay County leads 61-14.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here out of injury timeout for the last play of this game, 10 seconds and running. Burchett going to get the snap one more time. Hand off to Adams again. Hayden Adams off right side. Going to be brought down. No, he fumbles. And this game's going to end. Pick up a 10 by Adams on the carry prior to the fumble, so we're going to give him the yardage. Clay County winners tonight. They moved to 6-0 on the season. We appreciate you listening tonight. We're not done. We're going to come back to the CarQuest postgame show. Final score in this one, Clay County 61, Red Bullet 14.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest postgame show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here on the CarQuest post-game show, Clay County big winners tonight, 61-14. They moved to 6-0 in the season, 2-0 in Region 4A play. First time since 1996 we have had a Bulldog football team open up the season 6-0, and only the 7th time since we started playing football all the way back in 1923. So a nice little footnote there on this win tonight. Thomas, tons of action. 4 scores that were called back due to penalty, and I'm just going to keep straight to you and let you cover what you want to of it.
Right. Well, we used to do a game summary, but I just need to do a touchdown summary.
There you go. Good call.
We had 9 touchdowns tonight by 8 different players, Daniel.
I like it. Good diversity. We had, you know, we had about 5 different dogs that put their foot to the football,
well,
either by punt or kick.
Maybe that many more kickers is what I was going to say. So I'm just going to go down that list. Jimmy Burchett, we talked about what he does against Westmoreland. Well, he carried that over right into this Red Bull and Springs game. He got the first 2. He hauled in a pass from Nate Adams from 26 yards out to get this thing kicked off. Kerr came in and kicked at that point, and I think he made about 4 or 5 straight right there. But then he followed that up with the pick six from 42 yards out. So Jimmy Burchard accounting for the first 12 points in this ball game. We've seen him quietly kind of have a great season already.
Oh, he's so great. I think for some people, maybe Jimmy gets lost in the mix a little bit, but what a great player. You know, such a standout. But on this team, you've got to work hard to be a standout, and he does that. He's done it all season long.
So Clay County led 14-0 early, and they got that all the way out to 40-to-nothing at one point. And here's your touchdown parade. Joseph Markham, 20-yard rushing touchdown. John Hamilton on the ensuing defensive possession, a 5-yard pick six. And that's a defensive lineman, by the way, with a pick six.
He's highly athletic. You know, John could easily play tight end, but he plays tackle for us.
And what we saw offensive coordinator Chris Harris do, you know, when he went to somebody, he stuck with them and let them get the payoff. I meant to mention that on Markham's. He rushed his entire total on one drive, Daniel, there before he got that 20-yard touchdown. Hamilton followed up with a pick six. And then we saw a Strong kind of do the same thing. He got almost a pick six. He picked it off on the next Red Bull in possession, returned it all the way back to the 18-yard line. And Coach Harris said, well, let's reward him for that. Threw one up. Nate Adams, a perfect ball. Strong gets an 18-yard receiving touchdown. And then Carson Sharp, Coach Harris goes to the ground. He three straight carries. Carson Sharp's in the end zone. It's 40-0.
And I don't know. I think maybe it's the next one coming up here in a minute after you do the Red Bull one. But Eli Smith's going to have one in a minute. I was excited about that one.
Yeah, I was too. No doubt about it. You're right. We had reserves come in on defense. We're up 40-0. It's still early in the first half. So Red Bull gets a long touchdown run to make it 40-6. And then we put on another drive. This time it's a sophomore, Austin Anderson. He carries it about 7 or 8 straight times, gets it down to the scoring position, and Adams finds Joseph Burble for the next touchdown. Kerr, another PAT, makes it 47-6. And then Red Bull Springs turns it over on down. One play, Eli Smith, his only carry of his entire career, Daniel. He might have got the carry it a few times if he wasn't so fast.
Right.
He touched it once. He took it 44 yards to the house.
Yeah, I think you're right. They had chosen him for that drive if it took him 7 carries.
Right.
They was going to work him, but he did it in one.
Right.
Each back was kind of taking his turn. I'm going to go back to Austin Anderson.
Oh, we need to talk about him.
The power running the kid was doing, man. I thought I was back at Nissan Stadium. No, that's probably a little far. But he was just trucking dudes. I mean, literally.
Well, instead of, and it was like he was seeking them out. He would get rolling about 10 yards down the field, and he'd see a guy that start to break down a little bit. He'd just head straight for him and run him over.
Yeah, he got his payoff, and Smith made his big run. We were excited around here. What happened next, Tom?
Well, then after that, we had another Smith, Worm Smith. He started getting his carries late there in the fourth quarter, and he capped it with a 25-yard touchdown. Red Bull answered it, though, making it 61-14, which is our final.
A lot of scoring. One player, a little promo, come back and do stats. Budget Pest Control, TDS, wrap this thing up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live on the CarQuest post-game show. John, want to share any Red Bull and stats?
No, I really don't have much in the second half, Daniel.
Okay, I don't blame you. Tough game to keep up with opponent stats.
Yeah.
straight to Clay County stats then.
Straight to me. Clay County ran 33 offensive plays tonight for a total of 313 yards. So pretty good offense, though they didn't have any sustained drives whatsoever. It was the big play tonight, breaking the 300 mark.
Yeah, and four touchdowns called back.
Right. 26 rushes, 243 yards, and four touchdowns. Nate Adams was 4 for 6 for 67 yards and three touchdowns. You talking about efficient. That was pretty, another good performance for Adams right there.
Three touchdowns?
Three touchdowns. Lance Burchett came in. He was 1 for 1. Good percentage for him, too, for 3 yards tonight. And then on the rushing side, we had Joseph Burble had 2 carries for -1 yards. Hayden Adams, 1 carry for 10 yards. Worm Smith came in tonight, 3 carries, 37 yards, including 1 25-yard touchdown. Carson Sharp, 7 carries for 68 yards and a 12-yard touchdown. Lance Burchett, 2 carries for 6 yards tonight. Joseph Markham, 4 carries for 45 yards, including a 20-yard touchdown. Eli Smith, 1 carry, that touchdown run for 44 yards. Austin Anderson, 6 carries for 33 yards tonight. And that wraps up the rushing.
6 for 35 on Anderson?
6 for 33.
Back to you, you said, John?
Yeah, Red Bullen had a bright spot I thought deserved mentioning. Number 10, senior running back Jordan Bohannon ended up with about 10 or 12 carries, 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns, So, that's worth saying something.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. And Bohannon, he's the one that broke the long runs, I'm pretty sure, and did the dirty work. So they've got two pretty good athletes in Bohannon and Link.
I mean, if you put Bohannon behind Clay Kane's offensive line, he's going to have a good night. Red Bullen, they're not a great team. We all understand that. But that doesn't mean every player on their team is bad. They got some good players.
They always got a couple good athletes, for sure.
Back in the day when we used to play them, they had athletes then. Jeremy Dennis was a very good player. We played against them. By the way, Mom embarrassed me a little bit. She said, "Didn't y'all get beat by them one time?" I said,
"You almost
did. No, Mom, we almost did.
Overtime. You beat them all."
Yeah.
Dennis was a good player. So they got players over there. It's just...
Same thing in my day. Heath Hagen was all do-it-all quarterback back in my day. He played really well. So you always got a few athletes. It's just hard to field a full football team at Red Bull.
It is. They're a much smaller school even than we are.
Right. We didn't get in the receiving yards tonight. Jimmy Burchard had that 1 26-yard touchdown catch. Grant Strong had the 1 18-yard touchdown catch. And Joseph Burble. I guess he's a lead receiver. 3 catches tonight for 26 yards and a touchdown. So pretty good offensive output for Clay County. On the defensive side, Daniel, I've got 20 names in my tackle column.
Okay.
20 players that made tackles here tonight. And we'll start with Alec Kerr. He had 3 stops. We talked about him early coming up, making them back-to-back-to-back almost. Joseph Markham had 1. Carson Sharp had 2. Eli Smith had 2. Jimmy Burchett, actually, he didn't have a tackle. He had an interception, so I lied. I don't have 20 people with tackles. I've got them in my defensive column, though.
Just 19.
That's right. Weston Birdwell had 1 tackle tonight. John Hamilton, 1 tackle and an interception, a pick six variety. Hayden Adams, 1 tackle tonight. Here's another one without a tackle, but he did have an interception, and that was Grant Strong with an interception. Worm Smith came in. We talked about him. He played well. He had 3 tackles, 1 for loss. Hayden McGee, 2 stops tonight. Ben Maxfield, 2 tackles tonight. Jennings, what's his first name? I'm sorry?
Logan.
Logan Jennings, 1 tackle. Tyler Wathel, 1 tackle, 1 for loss. Braden Allred, 1 tackle tonight. Joseph Burble, 1 tackle and an interception. Sanchez, what was his first name?
Ernesto.
Ernesto Sanchez, 2 tackles tonight. Eli Burnett had 3 tackles. And freshman Lance Burchett, 1 tackle and a fumble recovery, which he scooped and almost scored.
Eli Burnett showed up. I thought
he did. Played very well.
He did.
So there's one other guy here, and he led the way tonight in tackles, and that's Wade Coons. He came out and really set the tone defensively. Red Bullen didn't have a chance tonight because of Wade Coons, five tackles early on, and they came in less than a quarter, Daniel.
They did, and that's why we've made him tonight's TDS top performer. Wade Coons, he's the heart and soul of this whole team. I don't think there's a single person on that sideline that would argue any different. You know, Carson Sharp, too, they're the four-year seniors that have been here from the get-go. But Wade Coons is just the epitome of a Bulldog. I can't think of anything more you could ask out of a guy. You know, John, you noticed something tonight during the second half of play that Wade was doing while the reserves were out there. What did you observe?
It looked to me like he'd turned into maybe Coach Wade. It looked like he was signaling in the defense and really, you know, concentrating on that second team. I think he knows the value of those guys, you know, getting some time on the field, and I think he enjoys that part of it, too.
Well, you said he's the epitome of a Bulldog, and that's an understatement. I mean, this guy loves football. He lives it, he breathes it. And like you said, he came in as a 14, 15-year-old kid and played like a man.
Yeah. In the trenches.
In the trenches for these last 4 years. Made the move to linebacker last season and has really flourished standing up and using his ability to read offenses and the flows. And he just comes out and he sets the tone for his team. That's his job. He's the leader. And it's all the intangibles that comes with that. He's a great football player, but Coach Johnson talks about him. And you're right, little brother. His nickname is Coach Wade. And that's what Coach Johnson said. And that's affectionately said. That's not a joke. That's not anything to be made fun of. And especially early on in this season, he took Hayden McGee under his wing, Tyler Waffle, some of those young guys that were having to start in that offensive-defensive line when, in the absence of Stone Lynn and John Hamilton, and became their coach and then fostered them along. And we talked about that in an interview last time inside the locker room. But there's just so much. We could talk all night about Wade Coons and what he means to this team this year, but it also what he means to this program and where it's at right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, like you said, we could go all night about it. Wade Coons, you know, we could name him the TDS top performer every night. But, you know, for all the things we just talked about, but he was tonight's TDS top performer for everything that he does and those five big stops, which essentially came in the first two or three possessions Red Bull in hand, and then the touchdown parade started. So tonight's TDS top performer, Wade Coons, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We'll kick over to John for our final budget pest control scoreboard update to wrap up this thing.
Several scores of interest to look at here. Last score I got, Trousdale 35, Harpeth 14. That was in the third quarter. Stone handling Cumberland County 21-3. That was also a fourth quarter score, not quite final yet, I guess.
Still a big showing by the Jets there. Yeah. I mean, they've really never had a shot at Stone before. Am I not mistaken about that?
That's probably true. I'm not exactly sure there.
Well, I am. They hadn't won a game in I don't know.
Going into this season, they've been 40-plus.
I guess they had an early 3-0 lead in this game, but I guess Stone, you know, ended up prevailing. York handled Wartburg 42-0. Fayetteville, Cornersville was a nice close game all the way through. Looks like 18-8 in the fourth quarter, Fayetteville.
Cornersville really, really stepped up and played well there for what Fayetteville's supposed to be.
Right.
Gibbs beat Scott County 49-19.
They've got one win. Do you happen to know who that is?
I think it's a COVID win.
Okay, so they don't have a win.
Well, they've got one.
Waverly was leading Monterey in the fourth quarter, 19-14.
Monterey playing pretty well. Waverly are a solid program.
I noticed both of them were one-loss teams. Maybe one of them is 5-1, the other 4-1 or something.
Yeah. Waverly got a big win in Nissan Stadium. They, of course, got to play down there. I think they played White House or White House Heritage or one of them. Victims of the flooding, of course. That program was the flash flooding back a few months ago, and that
nice
had to be great
Titans
for some high school kids to get to play there.
Not only that, Titans Radio actually took over and made it Tigers Radio. I listened to some of that. It was a cool broadcast.
Awesome.
Jackson County was ahead of Maplewood 33-12 in the third quarter.
Well,
about that?
That's a great.
My Devils.
You know, I'm proud of that for Coach Loftus and his program. That's good. I hope they hung on one.
Yeah, me too. And then those scores you guys are most interested in. I think they're all final. Watertown prevailed over East Robb, 42-8.
Okay. Well, at least the Indians scored. Groves must have come in late.
And Gordonsville prevailed over Joe Burns, 48-6.
That's a beatdown. That's the Joe Burns team that Clay County struggled against. Went 20-6, I think the final was.
Yeah.
Statement it, win for Gordonsville.
Was that at home for Gordonsville? I don't have it in mind.
I'm not sure.
It was. Gordy at home.
I think Coach Scott Clements, our pedal on the gas, kind of letting the Bulldogs here in Salina know that, hey, you know, we hung 48 on them.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are supposed to be potent offense, and look what we did.
Yeah, hung 48, guys. It was a scoreless game at the half down there in Cedar Hill for us, if
right.
I remember.
And then Coach's alma mater, Upperman, ended up getting the victory over Macon, 34-14.
Everything went about like we thought, except for my Indians.
Well, you thought Watertown would win.
I tried.
Yeah.
This has been the final budget pest control update. If your house is under a blitz from bugs, block them with budget pest control.
We appreciate budget pest control and all our sponsors. We appreciate you guys for tuning in and listening to us. Because if you didn't do that, the sponsors probably wouldn't get on board. But fortunately, we can tell them each week. We've got a big listening audience. Final score here from John Teeples Field, Clay County 61, Redbone Springs 14. Dogs yield a 6-0 on the season overall, 2-0 in Region 4A play. We'll be back on the air 1 week from tonight from Huntsville, Tennessee, where the Dogs face Scott High on fall break next week. For John and Thomas Weaver, along with Fletcher Strong and Rob Edwards on the road, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.